Cognitive Rampage Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Lowry. We are back, as I've been posting for a little bit, and it's been a while. I haven't done a podcast, hosted a podcast, I should say, since 4/18 or 4/20, actually. 4/20 in Nashville was the last podcast I hosted live from the Tin Roof in Nashville. Shout out to some friends up there in Nashville that we made, some great musicians that we interviewed. Jacob Reynolds, shout out to you specifically, man, as well as Ken McHale, whole bunch of friends. But anyway, that's not what this is about. It's not about the tour. The point is I haven't been on the podcast in a while, so I may be a little freaking rusty. I've been doing radio with ESPN and Fit Project Radio locally here in Orlando. So I spent almost a year trying to get out of the radio guy voice. And now doing the ESPN radio, it's been hard not to be that guy. I've tried and I'm doing my best. So bear with me. It's not natural. It's not even me, which is strange. It's me, right? But it's with this, I don't know, this radio, how are you doing thing. And for some people that get, that's their thing. It's cool. There's no hating on that. I'm just saying, when I started the podcast, if you go all the way back to one of the first podcasts, when it was terribly shot from a yellow office that I was working out of with Leo Deannaball in Naples, it was just a laptop camera and it was terrible. It was awful. The production value, the information is good when you can hear it. But anyway, we've came a long way since that to this, to what you're seeing now and how we're all set up with dual cameras and the full studio. It's been so fun, you know, doing this. And Steve Stone has been the cornerstone to the Cognitive Rampage podcast. So shout out to you, Steve Stone. I love you, man. Can't wait for our new project that Steve Stone and I are working on together. We are going to record his first podcast this Friday. Finally, Steve Stone, producer of the Cognitive Rampage podcast, will be on the microphone. Now, what you may not know about Steve Stone is this is Steve Stone's work and his brother as well. Now, his brother is the artist that draws it, but it is a graphic novel called Conquest. It is awesome. I mean, when you get into it and the story value, Steve is the writer of this and part and co-founder, co-creator. Him and his brother are already working on a new one called Cape Haven. But anyway, wait till you hear the kind of podcast that we're going to record with him Friday. It's fun. It's fun. But I don't want to give too much away, Steve, but shout out to you, man. Love you. Missed you. Glad to see you since we've been back. But anyway, I hope everybody has been taken care of. Everybody. Hope you're taking care of you, and I hope you've been living that Cognitive Rampage, man. So Steve is going to be recording his podcast once a week starting Friday as well, and we have some amazing guests coming up on the podcast too. So that list, let me see if I can recite it here. Coming up this Friday is Dr. Richard Feenstra. And he is a specialist in global security, if you will. He's got a history of law enforcement, military. He does a lot of virtual classes on Udemy, but travels the world. He's in almost in a different country all the time. We're going to catch him somewhere in between something and talk about what he does. And let's see, Dr. Andrew Hill is coming on the podcast on my birthday weekend. May 29th is my birthday, but May 27th is Friday. Dr. Andrew Hill. Now, I have wanted to book Dr. Andrew Hill for a long time. Yeah. I should have tried earlier. It's amazing, you know, if you just reach out. I have held his work and what he does on a pedestal, which is something you're not supposed to do. But I think it's cutting edge, all the way from his alternative treatments to where he's moved to now, to his brain foundation. I love it. It's all things brain, cognitive thinking, brain mapping, imaging. But Dr. Andrew Hill will be on May 27th on Friday. And let's see, I'm cheating. I have a little calendar back in there, but it's written so small I can't see it. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Drew Peters. Drew Peters will be on May 20th, Friday, May 20th. This is something you want to listen to. He actually is going to be on this episode with a 10-minute interview that I did with him at the Europa Games Expo this weekend. I'll get into that in a second. And let's see, Dr. Jan Burt will be on. He's a psychologist and an expert in chronic pain. That's like half of the country that experiences chronic pain on some level. So Dr. Jan Burt will be joining us as well. That will probably be in June. That may be May. No, that actually rounds out May. Perfect. So yeah, that'll probably be actually second or third week in June, because the first week in June we have Dr. Horton, Dr. Mort Horton, and he's a PhD and a specialist in stress management, which is like all the country, I think. So I can't wait. So in case you haven't noticed, these podcasts are once a week. We are going to be moving this podcast to once a week. I have gotten tons of emails just before I went on tour, because we were doing like three or four podcasts a week there before we left on tour. And it was a lot of information, 2-3 hour long podcasts. It was a lot. So a lot of people were just saying, hey man, this is too much. Just slow down. And so that's why we left it alone for a couple weeks. When we went out on tour, even when we came back, I just kind of left the podcast alone for a little bit, you know? And for me, it's fun. I do this because it's fun, because I love to do it, because I chase competence this way. It's just exciting for me. So I do this when it's fun. And sometimes you take breaks from things. You know, you put things down for a little while. It's seasonal. Mike the Messenger. It's seasonal. And, you know, it was the season, and now we're back in season. Sometimes they're 2 weeks. Sometimes it's 2 years from things. Even people. You know, they come in our lives, in and out of our lives in seasons sometimes. And we have to be used to that cycle of life, you know. And, you know, the 2 week break for me was good, because it was a recharge. It was a refocus for the podcast. So you see, the new format is going to be once a week like that, where I'm bringing in some competent people, people way smarter than me. And hopefully I can get a little bit of their smartness from them and extract the marrow of their competencies, philosophies, and what they know, what they're experts in, but also extract their stories, because I think we can learn from stories. And so when people tell us or tell me their life stories here of how they've built up to doing the work that they're doing, that's where I think I find the information. You know, I'm able to find that competence in there, and I don't know, measure it up to my life or something. I don't know. It's fun. But I know learning is fun. And, you know, for any young fans of the podcast that listen, you know, you're already on that starting point by saying, look, learning is fun. And when you can learn how to learn first, Mike the Messenger, and follow those interests with knowing how to learn, it's amazing where you can find yourself at young ages, and even us in our older ages, and those older than me. You know, a lot of times people find themselves sitting with, you know, what do I do now? Maybe they're going to retire or leave a job or thinking about changing. And, you know, it's okay to follow those interests and try things that you're not necessarily good at. See, a lot of times when we start to take another phase in our lives, we result back to the same behavior, same thoughts. We start thinking things like, well, these are my skills. This is what I'm good at. We look at our resume, and then we try to apply a new change in life based off resumes. Well, that's comfortable. That's not uncomfortable. So uncomfortable is where the change is. So for anybody out there sweating or thinking about leaving, or, you know, retiring even, or getting into something else, whatever else is, it doesn't have to be something you're an expert at. It can be something you have a little interest in. And like I say in my book here, The Cognitive Rampage, by following little interests, by seeking competence, not just research about it, but creating experiences, well, quickly, some small little interest we don't know much about can explode into a new passion that we discover. And that's how you can do it. So if you're stressing or thinking about making the change or finding something new, think about that. You know, it doesn't have to be your resume to control where you turn next. It can be just your simple interests in what you follow. You know, my daughter asked me today, she passed some PERT exam or something. And anyway, she's way smarter than me, and she didn't get it from me or anything. But You know, what should she do? What should this happen? I'm like, you know what? Put yourself where you'd like to be, and where you like to have fun, and where you like to learn. And just put yourself there. You never know what can happen. You know, so I urge anybody out there that's wondering, you know, what do I do next? Is there something else? Can I switch? It doesn't have to be matched to your resume. You know, look inside of you. Don't make those choices based on social constructs of what you have to do. You know, reach inside yourself and ask yourself, first, well, why do you believe you have to live it this way? And question your responses from there. But anyway, my book, The Cognitive Rampage, as you see sitting right here next to me on Amazon, Kindle versions, etc., you can find that. And, you know, we kind of put out a redefinition of the book, really, stating that, you know, this book itself is for the addict in each of us. You know, we don't have to be addicted to drugs, that drugs are symptoms, etc. And, you know, the addict in all of us can refer to our work, relationships, our hobbies, you know, even our body, our health. Sometimes we can go that far. Those things can become addictions and create symptoms of drug use, anxiety, depression. Yeah, I'm calling those symptoms. Drug addiction, drug abuse, anxiety, depression. These are symptoms. And the more we focus on treating the symptoms, the more nothing changes. And so my book is more about treating the person, not the symptom, and using the power of yourself, self-revelation, experience. And it's based on some psychological theories, too. This just isn't some hype, inspiration, and motivation. You know, it's kind of a framework structured for you to make some choices to guide you along with your own truth, not mine. Because that's where your happiness really lies, is in your own truth and in your own perceptions. But I think that's an update for the guests, the book. I guess I accidentally just updated that. The podcast, like I said, once a week from now on, really focusing on competence, you know. So they'll be longer. They'll still be 2 to 3 hours, but only one a week. So you don't have to worry about trying to catch up or, you know, backdate, because some people did get frustrated. They were like, oh, this is too much, and they just, you know, shut it off and emailed me. So, you know, hopefully the once a week, still feeding you 2 to 3 hours of competence, hopefully more by their mouth and not mine, will work out. So, I got to keep this first part of the podcast to about 30 minutes, because at the end of the 30 minutes, what I'm going to air is the ESPN episode of Fit Project Radio of my Europa Games experience in Orlando. Now, that was supposed to air on ESPN 580 Orlando here, and things happen, and somehow they played our last week episode, which was our first episode, again. So it was our Mother's Day episode, etc., too. So we're not sure what we're going to do, work out or play it. So what I wanted to do was take the opportunity of this first podcast back to play it. So after this first 30 minutes of me kind of catching you up, and I'm going to talk a little bit about mental training versus therapy, only about 15 minutes or so, I will air my interviews. I'm actually going to air the entire show that would have played on Fit Project Radio. So for a second, don't freak out. You're still listening to the Cognitive Rampage podcast, but it may sound like for a second that you're listening to ESPN Radio, Fit Project Radio with Brett Richard and myself. And I really like this episode because I did well not doing the radio voice guy. I think I did pretty good. Will you let me know if I did or not? Tell me if I'm struggling still. So I'm still trying to balance that back and forth, but it's a process, right? You got to respect the process of change on a big level or a small level. So speaking of change on different levels, I have started a free group training weekly. And so it's a group. It's free mental training in a group setting. Now, it'll be over here on I'm actually broadcasting out of Orlando for those of you all around the world. We are in 120 countries, all 52 states. We're in a lot of places. So the Cognitive Cave is in Orlando. That's where the Cognitive Rampage Studios are, Cognitive Cave, etc. But here on the east side of Orlando near UCF, Central Florida, in a place called Avalon Park, on Thursdays at 8 p.m., I will be doing a open free mental training groups, and that'll be every Thursday at 8 p.m. in Avalon Park. So it's free, so just come. Now I'll explain a lot more that what this first one is about. This Thursday, actually May 12th, is actually about telling you what this is, what mental training is, how it's preventative. So if you hear this podcast, you're going to get a little bit of what I'm going to talk about that night, because like I said, it's change, right? I'm trying to bring a new way to take care of you to the table. You know, Full Synergy Group is the name of the PLC that I'm the director of, and I'm a partner in that as well. And Full Synergy Group is starting with these free groups in the community, because what we want to do is be in the community. I'm all a fan of big virtual community settings, you know, that broadcast to people. These are helpful. These are amazing. They're great, and they're needed, necessary. And there's some great ones out there that do these virtual online community-based settings. But I like to be in the trenches, if you will. And so Full Synergy Group, what we're going to do is start in the trenches. And we're going to be out there in the community because I think that's where you change the community. And that's what these groups are about. It's not only about changing yourself and preparing yourself for the battles that, you know, life will throw you these battles without warning. So the idea is to be prepared for them. And that leads me into kind of the difference between mental training and therapy. So, now, again, this is not group therapy that we'll be doing Thursday nights at 8. This is group mental training. It's something totally different. Therapy can require processes, reflection, process groups of sharing, requires a lot of confidentiality type things, a lot of tell me how that makes you feel type stuff. That's not what we're doing here, okay? These groups aren't for the faint of heart either. These are going to be motivating. They're going to be kicking in the front door sometimes because, well, that's just how I do it. Some practitioners come in the back door. Some come in the little window. Some wait for you out front. And, well, I kick in the front door because if we're talking about changing your life and wanting to save your life, that's what I'm here to help you do. So if that's what you're calling on me to help you do is change your life, well, I'm going to kick in the front door. I'm not going to dance around stuff. I'm not going to sit here and listen to you tell me about how you feel over and over and over again, okay? And so, I mean, this is mental training as well. Mental training is not about necessarily something is happening in your life and then reacting to that by coming to mental training. This is what we know as therapy many times. People look and use therapy typically as a reactive mental health treatment. Something happens, you get a divorce, or you feel depression, or you're being affected by addiction of some kind. Well, then you seek help. We seek therapy. This is reactive, right? So what I aim to do with mental training is not only be able to help you in what's happening in the now and deal with those things, because rather than look back at the past all the time, is focus on what we can do now and teach techniques from psychology. Rather than pull from psychology, sit in front of you and dance around you with possible notions and hopefully you find your way, it's just simply teaching you the same tools that I got taught as a therapist. And so if I can teach these tools to you, one, you don't have to get a degree. Two, you don't have to get student loans to do so. And three, well, it's free and it's cheaper than therapy. So the idea is if I can teach you the tactics that I was taught, not apply those tactics to you as if you're some car that I have to fix, and then I'll use those tools that I've been taught to apply them to you. Well, I'll just show you the tools. Here's the tools. You apply them, research them as you want to, apply them how you need to, seek the right help to follow through with them, etc. So that's part of what mental training is, right? It's just teaching you these tools and how to apply them. So mental training is preventative mental health. That's why I like to call it preventative mental health. I wish our society as a whole could turn toward being more preventative in their own care, health, and nutrition, instead of being so reactive to where something hurts, we go to the doctor. Obviously, emergencies happen, and we have to be responsive. I think responsive and reactive are different. Our emergency rooms are quite responsive, if not some of the best in the world, despite how many hours you sit in them. Globally, we're pretty quick. So reactive and responsive are different. Reactive basically means I live a certain way, I change nothing, something happens, leads me to something, and now I have to go find out what it is. Well, if you can maintain your health from the beginning, if you're monitoring yourself, if you know what your genetic influence may have on you or predispositions medically or mentally, if you can know these are coming, be aware of what's applying while you're learning the tools along the way, well, then you can be preventative. If you can teach people what addiction is before addiction happens, imagine if you had pre-counseling before you had your pain surgery. Not 10 minutes of a warning from the physician who's handing you the opiates, by the way. But if you really had to go to counseling 2 or 3 times a week, maybe 2 weeks prior to surgery, so you could really work on techniques of application to prepare for those urges, those feelings, those biochemical reactions, and what's going to happen pre and post. I bet you'd have a significant difference. And that's mental training, being preventative. That's what I'm trying to bring to a few rehab centers out in Titusville and some locally. It's amazing the outlook and longevity that can happen along with your amazing physical rehab workings and how you do things. Applying mental health approaches that are preventative to that can actually make your work last longer. So that's what I'm trying to bring. By when we say at Full Synergy Group, changing the way you take care of you, that's what we're trying to do, is change the way you take care of you by teaching you preventative mental health to begin with. And there's going to be a much bigger picture developing as we start here in the grassroots, in the communities. Because these free groups, when you come to them, they're just free. You can be anonymous if you want to. You can say who you are. But we're going to teach. We're going to share. But we're going to help. Social accountability is good. Being around the right people with the right focus, this is good. This is also what mental training groups bring, is social accountability. Networking and being around the right people that have the same visions and wants and dreams in life, right? At least the same focus. Doesn't have to be the same ideas, right? Hopefully it's not all the same. That way we can grow more. But that's how I see mental training versus therapy. That can be a big difference in people's lives. Huge, huge. And with the opiate addiction epidemic going on, if you know anybody, I'm just blatantly saying it, if you know anybody going through addiction that's been through rehabs and is just keeps telling you 12 steps doesn't work for them, or there's got to be another way, or maybe they're working 12 steps too and are looking for additional things, the cognitive rampage is that. All right? That's just plain out what that is, okay? So if you know somebody, $14 to buy this book to help somebody with addiction, hey, it's worth it. It's worth it. There's even a Kindle version that's even cheaper for like $4. So, I mean, I'm just putting it out there like that, you know? If you're battling through addiction too hard and you can't, you know, and you can't come up with $14, email me, please. Email me. Let me see what we can do, okay? You know, with the mental training, I also do one-on-one, et cetera, but that's coming. I am speaking of and have to talk positively about, because I can't wait for this one. We are sponsored, ta-da, by the TCR podcast, is now sponsored by Fusion Performance Gym. Fusion Performance, I love my boys, man. Julian Williams, James, JT Money, that's what I keep calling him, and Edwin Carmichael. These guys have opened up an MMA gym. It's performance, it's boxing, it's jiu-jitsu, it's training. High-end training. Now, Julian is my first client that I ever got as a mental trainer working for a fighter. And he has a big fight coming up that I will be at May 14th in Kissimmee at the Silver Spurs Arena. I'll be there ringside. Julian's going to tear it up. Paul Rodriguez, who's been on the show as well. And if you do remember, Paul Rodriguez announced that he would be fighting again first on the Cognitive Rampage podcast. And now he is. So, shout out to you, Paul Rodriguez. I wish you luck, but you're not going to need it. He's a warrior. But Julian is a friend, a client, and a fighter. And he just had a baby. Shout out to the family of the Williams. But he has a lot going on. And he just opened up with the friends I mentioned earlier, Fusion XL Performance. That's the gym. Now, Fusion XL is XCEL. performance.net. That's the website you want to go to. They do one-on-one training, classes, groups, all that stuff. But Julian's fighting May 14th. That's where I'm going to be. Get your tickets from Julian, from Fusion, or from Breakthrough MMA, which is a really cool group, and they have really broke through a lot of fighters. If you look at Breakthrough MMA, there's been a lot of fighters to come out of this organization to go on professionally in multiple areas all over the globe. So shout out to Breakthrough MMA and shout out to Fusion. You're going to be hearing a lot about them on the podcast. They are the official sponsor of the Cognitive Rampage podcast, and that's Fusion Performance Gym, Fusion Performance Fitness. Just look them up. Fusion XL Performance. You guys like that? I had to catch it. See, it's hard when you go from like the advertising guy and you got to read the promo, and then you're really just kind of reading for something that you believe in, a place that you're going to be speaking at, a place you're going to be offering mental training classes out of. That's the other little catch there, is Fusion XL Performance. And you go back and forth from like the radio guy, then you're like, wait, be you. And you try to come back and you forget that it's Fusion XL Performance. maybe I can learn to go back and forth from like talking regular to like the radio guy just when I do the ads, or is that, that's probably annoying, huh? I don't know. Maybe you have to talk that way because you're like have to be in a flow state, and because you're like freestyling, you can't stop and ums and likes like I do a few times. And so you have to like stay in this place to just keep talking. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I got a couple. I got about five more minutes. So the groups. I like going back there because the groups are going to expand. We're going to start the groups now on the east side in Avalon Park. Thursdays is 8 p.m. I'm looking to start a second group earlier in the week on the west side of Orlando, maybe at Fusion Performance Gym. I don't know. But somewhere else, maybe Monday, Tuesday nights, always at 8 p.m. We'll go 8 to 9. And we will have full synergy chair members. These are second chairs to the groups that we establish. So as we break out and make more groups, we are looking to certify full synergy group chairs. And Chris Beckemeyer, shout out to you, buddy, is going to be the first chair that we cultivate. The first certification for TSBT, Transrational Structure Behavior Theory, which is a theory I founded, which is the Cognitive Rampage application. So, Chris, man, looking forward to growing with you as you end up probably chairing and opening the West Side of Orlando group. Shout out to West Orange County. Monday or Tuesday, sometime like that. I'll let you know. But the first ones are this are May 12th beginning, every Thursday at 8 p.m. They are free. They will be in Avalon Park. I'll give you an exact place. It's a small place. It'll be somewhere downtown. So not that it's hard to find. Park in Avalon Park. Enjoy some scenery. It's a very Pleasantville around here. And come to the group at 8. So, again, they're free. They're open to anybody. It's only 18 and up. So no teenagers, no kids, sorry. Just adults only. And that's a subjective term, I understand. But that's what we're going to do. So we're going to start the groups. As the groups get bigger, you know, we're going to stick to what still is a healthy modality as defined by counseling, even though this is not group therapy or counseling. I am a master in mental health counseling, which makes me a counselor, if you will. But I am not licensed with the state by choice. And that allows me to practice mental training, not mental therapy or group therapy, okay? That's the only difference here. That's, it's a bunch of red tape and white tape laced with some money that you got to pay. But anyway, so that's the only difference here. So technically, this is not therapy. Like I said, this is mental training that comes with tons of benefits. And because it's just mental training, we can practice outside of the realms of many things and work as a community. We can work together. We can share openly, etc. So it's exciting. But those groups we're going to be doing weekly. The full synergy group.com will be up in a couple days where you will be able to sign up for memberships. And those memberships will not only guarantee you free access to the groups, like I said, are free. They may not be after I don't know how long, 15, 20 groups, I'm not sure. But there definitely will be a Cognitive Rampage workshop once a month. And the first one that we have coming up will be June 25th. We got about five speakers scheduled right now. But this is not your blasé presentation reinvention of TED. Okay, that's not what this is. This is high energy. It's as not long talks, but very short talks feeding powerful information in short spurts of time. Very machine gun-like, music, all kinds of stuff, hanging out, social connection on top of competence. But the Cognitive Rampage workshops, you have free VIP access to every one of those. They're once a month now. There may be more. As those grow, you always have access to those. VIP free as well. It comes with a shirt, a signed copy of my book, and a bunch of other TCR gear that we send you. And you'll sign up for a membership directly at probably fullsynergygroup.com, if not right on the TCR website at cognitiverampage.com or adamlowry.com or thecognitiverampage.com. Now, I'm approaching the 30-minute mark, and what I'm going to play, like I told you before, is the episode that accidentally did not get played. Instead, our first episode of my experience at the Europa Games Orlando, where I interviewed tons of people. Everyone I interviewed is on this podcast, okay? So listen, you come up. I promise you, if I interviewed you, you were on this podcast. The ESPN show, we're going to try to air that again. We're not sure, but I had to chop that one up a lot. So this one was everybody. So that was a cool thing about them airing our first episode instead of our new episode. I got to play everybody on this podcast. So it'll sound like for a minute that it's actually going to start and finish just like it is the Fit Project radio show on ESPN. But that's what's coming up. Some great interviews. I just love it. But hope to see you at the groups. Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you're living your cognitive rampage. Now, I'm hoping if I stop this, all right? You guys got to bear with me if you're watching live. And good morning, Central Florida. We are back. This is Fit Project Radio coming to you live right here on your very own ESPN 580 Orlando. A big happy Mother's Day to all of the lovely ladies out there in Central Florida. Happy, happy Mother's Day on this beautiful Sunday morning. We are back again. This is Fit Project Radio, and I can't even begin to tell you all how happy and proud I am to be back in the 407, back in Central Florida from Daytona Beach to Cocoa Beach and then all throughout the greater Orlando area. Guys, thank you so much for having us back. As always, I am your host, Mr. Brett Richard on Fit Project Radio, and I am proud to introduce to you guys again my man, my yin to the yang, I guess you can say, on Fit Project Radio is Mr. Adam Lowry. How are you, Adam? Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Again, your energy being as contagious as it is, Brett, it is hard for me not to zap into that guy of just being excited to be alive when sometimes that angers people or whatever. But man, your energy puts that off, Brett. I think I'm addicted to you, man.
Man, you know, that's okay, you know, because I like to think of myself with a little bit of an addicting personality. But man, dude, it is so great to be back on the air with you again, man. I had such a great time last week.
It was so fun, man, just being able to talk about health, fitness, you know, so just back and forth and exploring things and, you know, getting to spend time at Europa. Oh, my gosh, was that not fun? We'll get to that. I know I'm being hasteful. Happy Mother's Day.
You're exactly right. So, yeah, actually, happy Mother's Day again to all the lovely ladies of Central Florida. But we got to give a shout out to the ladies in your life, Adam. Who do we got?
Yeah, to my grandmother first, who started the legacy of wonderful, 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 wonderful mothers. Mema Davis, happy Mother's Day. Leanne Lowry, my mother, I love you. Jennifer Lowry, my wife and wonderful mother to our daughter, Morgan. And my sister-in-law, who is really just like my sister, Noelle Lowry. Love you all. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you all. Now, my mother actually lives down in Southwest Florida, actually in the Naples area, but I'm sure I'll send her a recording of this show eventually. But yeah, happy Mother's Day to you, Suellen Gillum, or mom, down there in Naples. So I hope all of the ladies that are moms out there in the Central Florida area have a great day, and thank you for everything that you do. So as Adam said, actually, he was at the Europa last weekend, and it looked like an incredible time. Unfortunately, I had family obligations that kept me away from it, but man, we have some incredible, incredible interviews that Adam was able to connect with some amazing athletes and some innovators in the health and fitness world, man.
Yeah, it was amazing not only to see the competitors and get behind, you know, their philosophies and learn how they train, what they've been through, but, you know, also seeing the products that push and optimize those athletes and those performers.
Yeah, man. So I can't wait to get into these interviews. I've heard them. Guys, stay tuned. This is going to be a ride, man. You guys are going to have a really, really good time. So what we are going to do every single week here on Fit Project Radio is we are going to go into the Fit Project Radio reports where we are going to educate, inspire, and hopefully maybe even entertain you a little bit in the worlds of health, wellness, fitness, athletics, and nutrition. So here we go. We are going to be jumping right into the health report brought to you by CenturyLink. Fit Project Radio is very proud to be powered by CenturyLink right here in Central Florida for all of our internet and phone needs. So be sure to check them out at CenturyLink.com. So now going into the health report, and actually what we're going to be discussing today on Fit Project Radio is one of the main items that come up on a regular basis is muscle growth. You know,
perfect for Europa, right?
I mean, exactly. So this is a good lead-in. So we're going to be talking about muscle growth because in all honesty, that is the ultimate goal. You know, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, health reasons and medical reasons that people want to get healthy and stay healthy. But at the end of the day, a lot of us like to do it just to look good, to look better, to feel better about ourselves. So
yeah, I think Brett, is that why there's so many different fit body types? Is because it's about what we think we want to look like.
Exactly. And that's the beautiful thing about this industry, about this lifestyle, is the fact that there are so many different body types that we can strive to be. And the other cool thing about the human body is that it can change and it can continually see change. So those of you that are professional athletes too, I just joined the gym yesterday. You guys have so many great options. So here we go, going into the Fit Project Radio Reports and the health report brought to you by CenturyLink. So this is a bit more of the medical stance. So we have over 650 skeletal muscles in the human body. Now, basically what this means is there are a variety of other muscles that we have, like our heart and internal organs that have to function one way or another, and they use muscle contraction. Now, I'm talking about the actual physical muscles that you can see that attach to your skeletal frame. So there's about 650 skeletal muscles that contract and move as they receive signals from the brain. So anything from as simple as walking to while you are working out, so bench pressing or pulling, curling, pressing down, there are signals from your brain that are telling your muscles to contract, to withstand the weight, and to retract when the weight needs to be dispersed. So basically what muscles are they are fibrous tissues that actually almost look like rope. And I don't know if you've ever tightened a rope before, but you see how firm and hard it gets when it gets pulled. So that's essentially what's happening as we continue to work out and try to gain muscle, work out our muscle. Now, as we contract the muscle, you're actually getting these small rips and tears, actually on a very microscopic level. So Adam, you know, when you work out or when I work out or whenever people can relate to this, people get that swole feeling, you know?
Right. You're all swollen up.
So basically what that is as your muscles rip and tear, blood is rushing to that area of the body as if it's any other injury, as if you even cut yourself.
It's healing itself.
That's the ultimate purpose. So as your clothes get a little bit tighter and, you know, your arms get a little bit bigger, legs get a little bit bigger, that is because that there's tons of blood rushing to these rips and tears, again, on a microscopic level, to the body. Now, injuries can occur if you put your muscles under too much tension and they actually create larger tears, and that's when injuries occur. But again, as you guys are working out and you feel these fibers expand, it's because they're ripping and tearing on that microscopic level.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, they don't realize when you're actually working out, the working out part is actually breaking the body down, that you actually repair when you're not in the gym, that you're actually tearing yourself down when you're performing whatever it is your workout is.
And that brings up a perfect point. So actually, guys, another little tip or a little medical point is you actually grow at rest. So now again, ladies, I do know that, you know, that gaining muscle, you know, isn't the ultimate goal for most of you, but it is a very, very helpful one, because as you build muscle, you actually decrease body fat. So the number one way to decrease body fat is to gain lean muscle mass. So for the ladies on this, on the flip side, it is very important to actually allow yourself to rest as much as the men do, because that is how you actually decrease that overall body fat, is to gain lean muscle mass.
Yeah, the rest is so important. You're so right, Brett. Many people kind of think, you know, work hard, keep pushing. And, you know, as I've gotten older in my training, I realize, you know, the rest is actually where I'm, you know, obviously where I'm recovering, but it's where I feel the best. You know, I'm tearing myself down less as I get older. I'm not competing, et cetera. You know, but you're right. I think, what is it? Is it safe to say, Brett, you know, one third rest, one third nutrition, one third fitness and exercise?
Well, actually, we are going to get into that. But actually, nutrition is actually the largest part. In fact, I would actually honestly say that nutrition is approximately two thirds of the entire deal, and then 1/6 rest, 1/6 training, because the human body can honestly only go through about 90 minutes of solid physical exercise. Hence the reason why you will never see an athletic event go beyond 90 minutes. And wow, that actually is soccer.
You see why you're the body Brett And you know what I mean? Brett the Body Richard.
Man, oh man. Well, so guys, I hope you picked up a little bit of good knowledge here. And that was the health report brought to you by CenturyLink. Fit Project Radio is powered by CenturyLink for all of our internet and phone needs. So now we are going to jump into the fitness report. Now, the fitness report brought to you by Planet Fitness of Central Florida. Guys, the judgment-free zone. For those of you that are looking to start your fitness journey, I always love to suggest heading to Planet Fitness, some of the great equipment, huge facilities. So be sure to check out Planet Fitness of Central Florida. So now going into the fitness report here. After you work out, we're going to talk about a little bit more into the body, the repair system here, okay? So after you work out, your body repairs and replaces these damaged muscle fibers through a cellular process where the muscle fibers are actually fused together through new muscle protein. So we're going to get into the nutrition stuff here in just a little bit, but it's basically what you eat, the diet that you have, that will actually dictate on how quickly your muscles repair. Now, that's where soreness comes in, okay? So the reason why your body feels sore is because it is, quote unquote, damaged or injured. Now, for those of you that actually repair very, very quickly, chances are your diet's on point. You're getting
These kids that I used to, when I was coaching high school football, I would try to help them teach about the nutrition. Tell them, you know how hard it is to convince a teenager to eat healthy, right? So what I used to say is like, look, your muscles are pit bulls, okay? And pit bulls only get stronger if you feed them, and you got to feed them well.
That's exactly right, Adam. So make sure that, you know, the levels of soreness that you guys have on a continual level, for those people that are sore for 2, 3, 4 days, again, it's because your body is not repairing appropriately. So make sure you look into the, you know, the branched chain amino acids. Make sure you're looking into a lot of the recovery supplements that are out there. Make sure your diet, again, is very much on point. But again, your body is repairing itself.
I got a question. Man, did you hear the squeak voice that I pitched?
I remember when I reached puberty.
Yeah, I love it, man. You know, I got to ask you, is there a workout or something in a physical movement that someone could do? Is it good to move to get rid of soreness, or is it better to feed it? You're talking about feeding the soreness away, which I love. I love that idea. Is there anything, you know, physically that someone can do?
Yeah. So actually, you're going to have to kind of fight through the soreness. So the best way to recover from soreness is to actually get those proteins to travel through your body, through the bloodstream. So basically, what we're looking to do is we're looking to actually have fresh oxygenated blood flowing through your body. So, and that occurs through movement. So actually, you do feel sore, you know, your buttocks, your legs, your back, whatever, that's feeling sore, tight. Get it moving. Get that fresh blood into your system, and that can actually alleviate quite a bit of soreness. So great question, Adam. So guys, that's actually a great way to wrap up the fitness report. The fitness report brought to you by Planet Fitness of Central Florida, the judgment-free zone. Guys, thank you very much, Planet Fitness of Central Florida, for your support of Fit Project Radio. Central Florida, jumping into the athletic report. The athletic report brought to you by a new sponsor, a new gym up there in Central Florida, Fusion XL Performance, specialists in mixed martial arts and strength training. So this is a perfect, perfect element for the athletic report. Fusion XL Performance, and that's Fusion XL. That's the letter XCEL Performance in the West Oaks Mall in Occoy, Florida. Make sure you guys check them out. Now, the athletic end on this is, how are we going to actually create muscle growth? So in order to produce muscle growth, you have to apply a significant load of stress greater than what your body is actually used to, aka your body weight. Now, the load of this stress is very relative, guys. So that doesn't mean that everyone needs to put 225 on the bench and have at it. There are, again, it's all on a sliding scale. It's what your body's actually used to. So whether you're into the CrossFit world or all the way into the beautiful yoga lifestyle, muscle growth occurs as the load of strain is placed on it. Okay. So guys, make sure that you guys are very, very subjective on how you operate this. And I'm a big advocate on looking out for appropriate fitness professionals and or trainers that are in your local area to help find where this area is. So even myself, I've been an athlete for just for decades, and I still love to get coached. I still love finding out where my limits are. And I suggest that for all of you. So be sure when you go to your local gym, no matter where it is in Central Florida, be sure to always try to check out the advice of some of the local trainers.
Yeah, and Edfusion, that's what they offer, man. I mean, I love the gym myself. Those guys know what they're doing. It's a high-performance gym, and a lot of different trainers out there have different modalities, different reaches, and, you know, you can find the one that fits you. I mean, and that's what Fit Project is about, right, is finding those fit projects that fit people. And so whether it's athletics, fitness, or health, like we've been talking, there is something out there that will fit you that you can find that will spark that passion in you.
You're exactly right, Adam. And I got to tell you, so getting continuing on with the athletic report, with this muscle growth for the athletes out there, you have to always try to continuously lift heavier weights, okay? So find your medium point, okay? Always find your medium point, whether it's 100 pounds, 50 pounds, 200 pounds. But what you always want to do is you always want to increase that medium point. So if it's 100 pounds in 1 week, try for 105, 110. Once you get comfortable with that weight, always continuously increase. As you're putting that load of stress, your body will adapt. And that's the beautiful thing, Adam, about the human body, is that we will continuously adapt, become stronger, become better, both mentally and physically.
Well, is it now, all right, is there a difference though? What's the right progression? I mean, there's people that you've seen that'll come in and they'll throw on a bit of weight, they'll do that, then by next week they've upped it 100 pounds or something. What's the increase? You talked about little 5 pound increments there growing weekly, you know, and I'm gonna ask you two parts here, Richard the Body. What's the difference between lifting heavyweight and low reps, lightweight and long reps? Should I switch? Should I continuously stay at one? And how do I grow weekly? 5 pounds, 10 pounds?
Well, eventually on the strength department that you just asked, actually, you'll always reach a plateau eventually where your body is just going to simply have enough for a time being. And actually, that's what we're going to discuss in the wellness report, is when you reach those plateaus, don't quit. Don't give up. Your body will break through. Now, going back to your original question of what's better and or worse, you know, doing high weight, low repetitions, or doing low weight, high repetitions. Honestly, this is a subjective question. However, balance is always the key. So if you are doing those high weight, low repetitions, that is a perfect equation for building strength. That's how your body gets stronger, is by lifting that heavy weight as much as you can. However, because it's heavy, the ability for you to lift it in repetitions decreases. Now, with the low weight, high repetitions, so doing things for 12, 15, 20, 25 reps, that actually builds endurance. It allows your muscles to actually get used to the fact that it has to be used under tension for a long period of time. So again, the low weight, high reps is great, again, for building muscular endurance. So if you can create a good combination, creating that good balance actually can ultimately create that perfect athlete that is strong and can last for a long period of time. So that's a great question, Adam, man. So that was the athletic report brought to you by Fusion Excel Performance in the West Oaks Mall in Ocoee, Florida. So thank you very much, Fusion Excel Performance. And again, that's Fusion, the letter XCEL Performance in the West Oaks Mall in Ocoee, Florida. Now, jumping into the nutrition report. So as we were talking about earlier, the nutrition report, the nutritional aspect of health and fitness is, in my professional opinion, 70%. I mean,
you stated that earlier, man. And I got to tell you, after I said one third, I kind of looked back and went, you know, that's such old school thinking. You know, that stuck around in my old beliefs, you know, from the old football training days.
That's right.
And, you know, honestly, man, when I made a huge nutritional change is when I really saw 80% of a giant change, you know, in what I wanted.
Absolutely, man. And you're exactly right with all that. So nutrition is again, I mean, it is the foundation of life. So, you know, with muscle growth, you know, people always think it's, oh, how much protein, protein, protein. Now, that there is some truth to that. I mean, you know, but how much protein? That's the question. There are many, many people out there that just overdo it with protein. Now, you're never going to get sick or hurt from it. I mean, there's no point or purpose of ever like overdosing on protein, because what happens is if you, whatever protein you do not imbibe, you actually will actually excrete. So that means you, you know, you waste it out in the bathroom. So basically what's the...
And I also, is this true though, Brett? Okay. I got to check my body rumors by you, man. That's just what you do is, you know, I also heard that it only takes so much protein. It can also, whatever doesn't get excreted or turns to fat.
Now, okay. So anything that the body stores, that's exactly what fat is. Okay. Fat is storage for the human body. So whether it's carbohydrates, proteins, things like that, but because of how the human body actually processes its food, it doesn't necessarily store a whole lot of protein, okay? Because proteins usually flow along with, you know, in the bloodstream, and it does get picked up by the muscular masses throughout the entire body. Now, and again, that's how the human body repairs itself, because it's always moving, it's always functioning. So whether it's the muscles that encapsulates the heart, the liver, the lungs, or the biceps, the chest, and the quads, I mean, you have so many muscle groups in your body that proteins continuously get absorbed. Okay. So that was a great question. Now, the ratio that a lot of people don't understand is how much protein per body weight. Now, this is a great question, and I've always loved this one. So if you are truly looking to create size and mass, okay, men and women out there, and we witnessed that at the Europa, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So when you're trying to create mass, you want to get close as possible to 1 gram of protein per body weight. Now that's pretty extreme, and that's really, really, really hard to do. But for the, you know, for the everyday athlete, the weekend warrior, for those of you that just want to be able to decrease your body fat by gaining your lean muscle mass, typically what you want to do is you're looking at about 1/3 gram of protein per body weight. Now, you're probably going to have to break out a calculator with that. So if you're looking about 100 pounds, okay.
Yeah, you're on your own here, man. I'm the mind maybe, but we're going to call that life optimization through psychology. But generally, those that turn to psychology tend to leave the statisticians behind. And, well, we do have calculators. And the day they make a psychology calculator of some type, I'll be out of the job. So what did you punch up there, man?
Oh, I didn't have to punch it up, man. I'm a smart guy.
Oh, all right.
Kidding,
all
actually,
right.
No, I have a calculator right in front of me. No, but for every 100 pounds that you are, you're looking to take in approximately 30 grams of protein. So for, obviously, in simple math, for a 200-pound man or woman, you're looking to technically imbibe around 60 pounds of protein per day for your body to function appropriately. And that's, of course, with a 2,000 calorie diet, which is typically pretty average. But just make sure that whenever you are also trying to lose weight in regards to nutrition, you want to create that caloric deficit. So make sure that you don't want to not eat. That's the worst thing you can do. But you want to make sure that you are burning off through physical activity more than you're taking in. So, guys, that was the nutrition report. Also, you know, brought to you by CenturyLink, which is again a great sponsor for Fit Project Radio. Big, big, big thank you to Fit Project Radio being powered by CenturyLink for all of our internet and phone usage. So now we are going to jump into the wellness report. And Adam, I told you, man, this is where I need you, my brother, because you are the mad scientist of the mind. And the wellness report brought to you by The Cognitive Rampage. So, guys, this is an incredible book. I mean, I carry it with me simply so that I can make sure that I create my own mental wellness before I train, before I do what I need to do here in Central Florida. So the Cognitive Rampage can be found on Amazon.com. Look it up. And guys, make sure you guys order this book because it is absolutely phenomenal. So going into the wellness report, when I was talking about building muscle, eventually the human body will plateau, okay? It'll reach a point where, you know, you'll go a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks of not being able to make any type of big progression, which is fine because it happens to everyone. But Adam, most people quit. You know, they just don't see the progression. They don't see, oh, I'm not getting stronger. I'm not getting bigger. I'm not getting better. I'm just going to stop. And that happens way too much. What are some really good mental tricks that people can do to just to not quit and stick with it?
Well, you open up two topics, Brett. And, you know, the first one that you were talking about there is when people quit based on not seeing results. And, you know, when we become results focused in life and any performance, be that exercise, diet, nutrition, whatever you want to call it, when we focus on the value of it, simply on the result of it, we lose the value in it. And so what a lot of times you could do is you may have these numbers that you want to bench press, deadlift, or you want to hit on marathons and miles, etc. But if your victory, if you will, is only deemed successful if you achieve those numbers, well, then you're being performance-based, and then you're outcome-based, results-based, and then being happy affects your motivation. And so the idea is when we can stay in a good, positive mind frame, we can push ourselves further. So you have to be careful in making the goals or the performance results the trophy to obtain. Because when results and performance become what you chase, you miss the value in the now. And so first, you know, focus on what you are doing and the goodness that it's providing despite meeting numbers or meeting a certain weight or lifting a certain amount. That's not it. Or even placing at a certain competition. If your goal was to place and you don't, and you focus on the value of your journey to there as a failure, well, then that perception leaves you unhappy, thus hard to continue to motivate yourself. That leads into the second point. Know why. Simply knowing that you have to do something, or knowing that you do something, or even knowing how to do something does not guarantee longevity or persistence. What does is knowing the why. Why those goals? Why this platform? Why this method? So rather than simply knowing, and I'm going to date myself here, Brett, G.I. Joe had it right, that knowing is just half the battle. And the other half is what you believe. And so you have to dive into why the goals, why this method, and why you're going that way. Those two methods, I can tell you, can change your motivation, change your persistence, your longevity, as well as your happiness.
And again, so Central Florida, I mean, he's hitting the nail right on the head is, and in my opinion, you know, is trying to find out the why. Why are we doing this? You know, is it just to look better? Is it to actually be healthy? What are our ultimate goals for our health and fitness? And I'll tell you one thing that really helped, that helped me, and actually I had my clients do it over the last couple of years, is to actually write it down. If you create your goal and put it on a piece of paper, now it comes visually tangible. So
can I take it a step further, Brett?
Yeah, take it a step further.
Instead of starting with writing down your goal, I would encourage you first to write down why you're doing what you're doing. Write down why you're doing what you're doing, because when you can find out your true belief, then you can use that belief to fuel your knowledge and what you know, and you will need that belief when all you know has plateaued.
And again, that's the Deep Cognitive Rampage. So guys, that was the wellness report brought to you by the Cognitive Rampage. Be sure to go to Amazon.com and look up this incredible book. Amazon.com, you look up the Cognitive Rampage. It is a book that will, again, change your life because, you know, it definitely did mine. So that was our first rendition, I'm proud to say, of the Fit Project Radio Reports coming to you live right here on ESPN 580 Orlando. My boy, my brother on the mic, Mr. Adam Lowry, and he was actually at the Europa that was here in Orlando last weekend. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I am beyond jealous of the fact that I wasn't able to attend. I had a family obligation that kept me from it. But I'll tell you what, Adam, you had an incredible time, didn't you, man?
I did, man. It was fantastic. And as people are going to hear in the interview, I am beyond enthusiastic about where I am and the people I talk to. You know, there's so many interviews. I counted 55 interviews I managed to gather within 7 hours at Europa. So I talked to competitors. I talked to, you know, the community person, you know, competing in a jiu-jitsu tournament for the first time. Shout out to Brent Shiver. You know, I met so many people, you know, that were just, you know, high-end competitors and that community athlete that we look for in Fit Project.
Man, exactly right. See, that's what I absolutely love about the Europa and what it stands for is it covers so many great modalities in the health, fitness, and wellness communities. And I love the fact that they actually highlight exactly what Fit Project Radio stands for. You know, they highlight the everyday athlete, people that are always passionately driven for what they love to do, what their lifestyle is about, and now they get to show it off, you know, to the world. And you know what? Good for them. They should be proud of the competitions that they're doing. They should be proud for getting up on that stage.
I'm sorry, but you know who I feel bad for at this event?
Who's that?
The judges.
Oh yeah, I know, because they, you know, people are putting so much time and work into all this stuff, and they look at you and be like, "Yeah, you're not as good as this person." But no, I feel you, man, and I'm sure the judges feel bad as well. But you know, they do have a job to do, you know, and they do, you know, just like referees, man. I mean, referees have that exact same mentality, man. You know, sometimes you want to let them play. But, you know, sometimes, you know, a foul is a foul. When you're up on stage, sometimes there is somebody that's going to be just a little bit better than you.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. You know, I learned some things, too, at Europa, man, that I didn't know. There's an interview that people are going to hear. If you're not into bodybuilding, if you are, or fitness, physique type modeling, you may not know what I learned from a gentleman named Aaron Reed. People can look him up, but you'll hear his little interview, too, as we go through this, man.
Tell me, let us know, Blake. So what, tell us everything that happened at the Europa, man.
Well, as I walk in, you're going to hear the excitement. You're going to hear the roar of everyone behind me, and around as we interview and talk. But, you know, we met competitors that were competing for the first time, that had won, you know, placed third to, you know, standing champions to long-term veterans and coaches to even, you know, some amazing product brands and representatives who really told the story of what they were trying to do. Instead of just saying, "Hey, here's our product," they told the story and the mission behind their product. And I think that's what people really want to know anyway. And so I was on a mission to find people's fit project. And that's the question I asked over and over to 55 people. And somehow, brother, had to dwindle this down to 15 minutes. So, you know, I wanted to play a segment for you that, you know, Mr. Drew Peters blew me away in his interview. And as you know, you agreed, he's going to come on the show May 22nd for a longer interview. But now I wanted to play a 3-minute segment here live with us today, just to give a sneak peek of what will be coming on the show May 22nd to go at length for a half an hour. But I wanted to get your take on this, being, you know, Brett the Body Richard, and hear his takeaway and so immersed in the fitness world that you are. And hear his takeaway, you know, from this. So it's only about 3 minutes I'll play, and then, you know, let's chat about it for a little bit, man. And listeners, it should be good quality for you. It's coming through a microphone and recorded through a wonderful iPhone 6. And
oh, shout out to Apple.
And I think it comes through nice and clear. But anyway, with no further ado, let me play this for you, buddy. This is
let's take a listen.
Yeah, this is Drew Peters, aka at Vanilla Gorilla.
You know, I'm now here standing with Drew Peters. Drew Peters, what is your fit project?
My fit project, I work in product development and research. I've been doing contract manufacturing and formulation for about 3.5 years now on an independent basis, as well as a few companies. But what I want to bring to the industry is something following in the footsteps a bit of Jim Stepani. He's a well-known PhD in formulation and sports nutrition. I like to go above and beyond, I believe, what Jim does and take a step further. He's an older version of what I like to call myself. I'm relatively young at 25. Wow. I'm up and coming. But I have a master's in exercise physiology, kinesiology. I've been doing research for many years on both the sports nutrition, dietary, and, of course, a performance level. So when I formulate products, I like taking the actual research, the latest research studies on performance, and combining them into supplement lines. I like the approach that Mr. Stepania has taken from formulating things that have scientifically backed and recited ingredients. I do see a few faults in his research studies, not on a personal level, but I take my scientific approach. So my fifth project is to formulate products with scientific backing, take only the most novel yet scientifically proven ingredients that are on the market, and combine them with some of the new mad science out there from a few key things. Like, there's some exciting things in terms of glucose management, different stimulants out there, lipolytic agents for fat loss, body recomposition, and pair them with, of course, educational materials for how to do nutrient timing, dietary strategies, and a bunch of things to kind of can do the complete package. Whether you're a competitor, somebody looking to get in better shape, or if you're just looking for a bit of a recomposition for healthier lifestyle, there's many things that are alternatives to medicine. Obviously, I specialize in sports nutrition, competition, and body recomposition, but I believe some of the studies are going on now. Sports nutrition is ages ahead of many medical things, but by having this research, doing what's been done and proven before, taking the research and building upon it is a new frontier, what we're after. So I really want to formulate things and help people in the industry to reshape a very transparent, full dose, and of course, scientifically relevant and backed, safe approach for products in the industry.
Man, that is intense, boy. That is intense. Man, now he's with the Vanilla Gorilla, you said?
Yeah, it was Drew Peters, Mr. 25-year-old, trained from Nebraska, and we all know about football and strength training and the wonderful University of Nebraska, even though I'm a Hurricane fan. Go you. Was he not? I mean, he was cognitively rampaging there in his passion and something that he loves.
You know, he was, and I love the fact that his passion was truly coming through, because, I mean, that's a big difference between, you know, a lot of people that just have a job and live a lifestyle, you know, and I like the way he was coming through. I like the way that also he was willing to actually, you know, tap dance on some nerves, you know, because, right. You know what, if you truly believe and you are going to be backing, you know, something, especially your own product, sometimes, man, you got to kick in some doors to make a point, you know?
Yeah, and he's doing that. And when he comes on May 22nd, you know, Drew Peters has promised me to be research prepared and ready to back up any statements that he makes. And as you could see, he does tap dance, but he, you know, appreciates the scientific approach and appreciates, it sounds like, the customer at his end. He wants to deliver something that's actually meaningful and scientifically proven.
You know, and Adam, you bring up a good point. And, you know, Central Florida, this is exactly what I'm talking about. When we come into, you know, into your ear, whenever you are listening to Fit Project Radio, you know that you are always going to get the truth. Because what Adam and I are going to do is we are going to ask those scientific questions. You have to actually prove to us why your product, brand, or company works, okay, before we even deliver it to you guys. So, you know, Adam, great job on that interview, man. That, yeah, he really, that came through
well,
perfectly.
I can't wait to talk to him. I wish I could say that was me, but that was all Drew Peters. And look, that's the cusp of the 55 interviews, like I said, that we got at Europa, Brett. So there's so many that, you know, freely share their philosophy. You know, that old champions, new champions, trainers, coaches, formulators, competitors, I mean, they dropped their philosophies and what their fit project was. I mean, everywhere from Danny Reardon, aka Little Monster, one of the performers and winners all across. He's a top ranked bodybuilder, but it just goes on and on. So, you know, if we can, you know, we can cut to those interviews, Brett, and just, they're so full of competence and information and inspiration, man.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I can't wait to hear these myself, as well as being able to share these with you. So guys, make sure you guys turn up your headphones, because these interviews are going to be absolutely incredible. From the Europa last weekend with our man right here on Fit Project Radio, Mr. Adam Lowry.
This is Adam Lowry coming to you live from the Europa Games in Orlando. Once again, we are talking to so many amazing and beautiful people, from big sponsorships and big competitors sponsored by all kinds of people, to the people that we love, the community athlete, the one that has to deal with bills, marriage, kids, and life, while still competing and pushing themselves to limits of uncomfortable feelings. And wouldn't you know that my friend that I grew up with, my childhood friend, Brent Shiver, who lived the street behind me, shout out to Brian Shiver, Mrs. Shiver, and Mickey Shiver, brother, I love you out there. Haven't seen Brent in a long, long time. And guess who I run into at the Europa Games, who has decided to compete in his first grappling tournament, which I tell you is so brave, so amazing. Brent, welcome to the show, man. Good to see you, brother.
Thank you, Adam, man. It's good to see you. It's been a long time, brother.
I, like I said, I'm so proud of you. And the question we're asking everybody, I got to pose to you. What is your fit project?
It turns out it's martial arts, man. It's something that I've been interested in my entire life. Hadn't really put it together and been able to do it. We got into it for my kids. My kids get out there and do the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and they love it. So eventually I decided I might as well roll while I'm there. So, you know, I've been at it for, I don't know, 5 or 6 months now. And there's no better workout. I mean, you know, we played every sport known to man when we were kids growing up. But there's no better workout than what I'm doing right now. Part of it's my age, obviously. I'm a lot older. But it's just awesome. Just a fun way to stay in shape, man.
And so for only 6 months you've been in this.
Yeah.
And you decided to compete already.
Yeah.
Tell me about that push, man. What was it like? When did you decide? How was it?
You know, you just sometimes you want to know how good you are at something. You know, I feel like I can compete with the people in my gym, the ones that are on a similar level anyway. When I'm in there with a brown belt or something crazy, obviously it's a different story. But, you know, the guys that are relatively new, I feel like I can hang with. So, I just want to see where my talent lies, I guess.
What is your fit project?
Okay, my name is Trey Kidd. I'm the coach of Insane Physiques. Right now, my fit project is getting ready to compete in the classic division. I've taken about 2 years off, lost all of my size, and what we're trying to do is show genetic capability, maximizing what my body is capable to do in a short period of time. And the goal is to turn pro in a total of 12 weeks total. So we're basically showing the science behind using and maximizing your genetic ability, not making excuses, and finding a way to feed someone, do the minimal amount of cardio possible, and still maximize your physique.
What's been the secret to the Fit Project, if you can reveal it?
Well, right now I work with Jacob Wilson. He was the professor on Generation Iron, and it's kind of ironic because Generation Iron has just recently confirmed that they picked up the documentary of my project.
What's the documentary name?
It's called The Science Behind Turning Pro.
My friend, where can people find you?
You can find me on my Instagram at Trey Kidd or my business Instagram, Insane Physiques. And you can also find me on Facebook at Trey Kidd. Jacob Wilson is also posting a lot of the information about our project as well.
This is Adam Lowry once again coming to you live from Europa Games in Orlando, Florida. I'm here for ESPN Radio, Fit Project Radio, asking all of those that we run into, what is your Fit Project? Please introduce yourself and tell us about your Fit Project.
All right. My name is Edwin Gonzalez. I'm the president of I Am Nutritionals. We're a new sports nutrition and health and wellness company in the market. Our Fit Project is to introduce consumers, introduce everybody to a different type of product. We have plant-based branched amino acids, plant-based L-glutamine. We have a really strong thermogenic. We're trying to introduce to the market a new line that brings new concepts, new vision, high quality, and excellent flavors to the industry. People can find us on Instagram, IAM_nutritionals. They can find us on Facebook. They can find us at IAMNutritionals.com. They can find us all over the web.
I'm standing here with Karina
Nascimento, FBB Pro, Women's Physique.
I got one question for you. What is your Fit Project?
My Fit Project is to stay in shape, is to motivate myself daily also to continue on my journey, gaining my strength as I go. I went through a lot in my life, the best that I can, you know, the best that I can. I don't want to waste no time, and fitness is my passion, you know. It gives me strength, it gives me hope, it gave me courage, and it gave me hope and purpose. So I love inspiring my fans and my friends and my family, and that's my Fit Project.
And I'm standing here with
Tom Riley, the owner of VMI Sports.
There we go. And, well, What is VMI Sports about?
VMI is real supplements and real results. We make products that really work for real people that really work out. We just try and make quality. That's what we're all about.
I love it, man. To the point and end.
That's it.
You know, what would you tell the athletes that are on the edge about supplements and worry about your stuff specifically, other than all that beautiful stuff?
You know what? The reality is supplements is a big industry, and there are things that can help people that are athletes. Do your homework. Read into the supplements. Check out the brands. Make sure you're taking good stuff.
What's your best-selling stuff? What's everybody love the most?
Our best-seller is probably Protolite Protein. It's a whey protein isolate, no sugar, gluten-free, non-GMO protein, and the taste is on the money.
Where can they find all that?
They can find all of that at Amazon.com, EXN Nutrition, or Natural Body in New York.
Where can anybody find you?
Anybody can find me at VMI Sports on Instagram.
Wonderful. I'd ask you what your fit project is, but I think this is it.
This is it.
Hey, man, thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
So I'm standing here with
Daniel Mejia, a.k.a. Pedro Porky Y from The Honey Badger Crew.
Jonathan Diaz, a.k.a. Jay Tommy from The Honey Badger Crew.
I love it, man. What stopped me was this Honey Badger Crew stuff. The shirts are awesome. The brand is even cooler. You know, we're asking everybody the question, what is your fit project?
We just try to shift the culture. A lot of times in the fitness industry, per se, a person will grow their muscles 1 inch, but their ego will grow 10. So we're really just trying to get everybody to get back to the core of it and help everybody out and, you know, make it a team thing. We got to share everything on this earth, you know. So the fitness industry shouldn't be excluded from that. So that's pretty much our main drive.
You're bringing love to fitness.
Trying to, exactly. Yeah, for sure.
It's about a lifestyle. It's not just about working out. It's not just about fitness. It's about changing the state of mind, being positive, having a positive attitude, and embracing everybody.
Where can people find you on social media?
www.thehoneybadgercrew.com and our Instagrams and social media. Every avenue of social media is covered there.
Now, I'm standing here with
Matt Hernandez.
Kristen Brown.
And Kristen Brown and Matt Hernandez. I'm standing in front of the name brand.
Glory Awaits.
All right. Well, I think it just leads into, well, what is your fit project?
All right. I'll go first and then she can talk. But basically, our fit project is just to inspire the world, influence as many people as we can through our apparel. What it stands for is basically just chasing your dreams, going after whatever you want to do in life. You don't have to go to school if you don't want to. You can come up with an idea and just roll with that and make something out of it. If you want to be an artist, you can do that. If you want to be the next, you know, NFL, NBA, NHL, all that, you can do it if you put your mind to it.
And you guys represent that, right? Yeah. I mean, that's what glory's representing, right? That
absolutely.
Anyone can get out there and chase their dream.
Yeah, it's all about just finding your own glory. So, you know, the word resonates different with everybody. Just whatever you take from it. Glory Awaits.
I love that. And where can people find you? Social media, websites?
We are on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and www.gloryawaits.net.
Perfect. Yep. Any shout-outs where to find you or same place?
Same place. You can check out our personal Instagrams, NPC Maddie Hernandez. That's mine. And then yours?
Mine's KL Brownie, and then _. And then we have like a dual Instagram called Magical Duo.
Now, so are you the Magical Duo?
We are the Magical
Duo. All right. So we got a couple that has started their own brand together.
Yes.
And Glory Awaits is the message to everybody.
Yep.
Oh, I love it. Thank you for talking with us here on Fit Project Radio.
Thank you.
I am now standing here with
Bob Stefanos of Revive Proactive Health.
And Revive Proactive Health, you were giving an amazing information to someone as I walked by, and you caught my ear. And, you know, the question we're asking everybody essentially is, you know, what is your fit project?
Well, with everybody has a specific need, whether it's a supplement or a training method, but a lot of people ignore the medical end of it, hormonally, nutritionally, and so forth. So what we do at Revive, we provide information, make people aware hormonally what their needs are, if they have deficiencies, if they're just... Some people will be really tired, or they don't recover as well, or their sex drive isn't what it used to be, or they have an issue with body composition. Sometimes it's not their training method. Sometimes it's not the supplements or the food that they're taking. Sometimes it's more medically based on a hormonal deficiency. So that's what we do. We do complete comprehensive blood work. Our physicians do an evaluation, and we develop a hormonal replacement package for them. So they'll start off at a 90 to 120-day therapy, and then from there, they can see and feel almost incredibly 10, 15 years younger with energy, libido, stamina, recovery than they have before. So that's, in a nutshell, what we do.
I love that. I mean, you do see health starting to move to the science of health, the science. And you're talking almost this genetic biology, hormones. I mean, these are all very serious implications, even in mental health. I mean, being an ex-counselor myself, people with hormone issues have very well been known to be depressed, tired, as you spoke of. And so what you all are doing is trying to find that custom approach. Is that what it is?
Yeah. I mean, fundamentally, when you take a look, when you're deficient in hormones, your body can't carry as much gas. And when I say gas, people laugh at it, but it's oxygen and nitrogen. Those are the things that make you wide awake and alert. Well, if you don't have those and you're tired, well, guess what? If I'm not wide awake and alert, I'm sleepy and depressed. Okay? So in that sense, that's where hormones can help you. It can help you physiologically. You'll have better body composition. If you don't have better body composition, you tend to be weaker and more, your immune function can be less. Guess what? You're not going to be as happy as you normally are. So emotionally, physiologically, sexually even, when you're hormonally or depressed, you don't have the sex drive. A lot of people go through their 30s and 40s and they hit that point where for men it would be, they're hitting that wall where they don't have that energy anymore after working a long day. They call it a midlife crisis. It's not a midlife crisis anymore. It's hormonal deficiency. We address those things, better body composition, better attitude, more stamina, no more midlife crisis. And you know what? It's a healthier, proactive way of looking at things. So the first step is just to find out what's going on in your life. We do that through, you know what, an evaluation, a lifestyle comprehensive questionnaire, and then we do blood work, a really comprehensive blood work that not only does hormones, but other physiological things. A lot of people today are walking around hypoglycemic, borderline diabetic. Almost people, and they don't realize, they look fine and so forth, but they have these energy swings up and down and so forth. They don't realize that, you know what, if they modify the way they eat, for instance, they'll keep that blood sugar normal. They might need medication. It could be a lot of guys come to us and they say, hey, I need testosterone. But you know what? They're under incredible amounts of stress. They produce a lot of cortisol. They might just need something to calm themselves down. Today's generation is inundated with these energy drinks. These energy drinks give people adrenal failure, adrenal fatigue. And guess what? If you're not hooked on an energy drink, if you come off them, if you are hooked on an energy drink, I misspoke, then what happens is when you come off them, you'll crash and you'll be tired, depressed, and so forth. So the industry is a self-fulfilling thing where give these kids lots of energy and so forth, where what happens, you're suppressing your own hormonal production. So it's a vicious circle.
Man, you heard it here first, man. Please, everyone, look up Revive Proactive Health. I'd love to talk at length with you maybe on the show further when we start bringing in interviews, because I think you're dropping a lot of need-to-know knowledge here.
Yeah, it's about awareness, you know? If people can become aware that it's just not, hey, I need some testosterone so I can lift more weights. No, it's about a quality of life issue that affects men and women. And when they're aware, then you know what? Their quality of life is better, their health is better, and everybody benefits from that. From your employer to the healthcare system, it's a myriad of things. But if you're not aware, ignorance is the worst thing that we can go by, you know?
Sir, you definitely live your fit project.
Thanks,
man. Thank you for the information. Where can people find you or Revive online, all that stuff?
ReviveHRT.com. ReviveHRT.com.
What about you personally? On Twitter or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, Bob at ReviveHRT.com.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks.
Love this, man.
Appreciate that.
Great. And I'm standing here with
Jacqueline Sabaka.
Jacqueline Sabaka, what is your fit project?
My fit mission in life is to kind of help women build confidence so that through health and nutrition, so that they can be the lady leaders of their life. I think it's really important that we are authentic and confident and feel sexy. And
love
so
the authentic word.
Yeah, in order to do that, we got to start from the mind and then help the body get healthy.
When did you know that? When did that hit you that it was more mental than anything?
When I was on Dr. Phil for an eating disorder and he sent me to treatment for 8 weeks. And I think anybody that's actually gone to treatment for something that they're struggling with, you will become authentic when you have no distractions of your cell phone, of social media, of internet. You really get to know yourself without any expectations of the world. And when you get that deep within like who you are, everything in life flows. and functions, and you're going to live it and love it and feel freaking sexy. So, like, that's what I teach people to be authentic.
Where can people find you on social media or the brand names that you represent?
Okay, well, I'm sponsored by Optimum Nutrition, which is an amazing supplement company. I've been with them for 6 years. Muscle Club Apparel. Suits by Amy Figure Suits, because I'm competing in my first national show as a mom of a 2-year-old in July. And then you can find me on Instagram at JEZEDIKER01 or Facebook at Jacqueline Sabatka.
And I am now standing here with
Olin Harris with High Tech Pharmaceuticals, better known as the moguls of the supplement industry. Basically, what we are is a supplement industry company that is geared towards nutrition, better wellness, lifestyle, family, and fitness. We currently own and manage 9 different brands as our own house brands. We've recently acquired Gaspari Nutrition as well as a co-partner. We do our own contract manufacturing. We do private labeling. Everything we do in-house, we do our own powders, pills, capsules, liquids, pre-workouts, proteins, healthcare, anything in the supplement industry. If you look at our sign up above, these are all under one roof. These are all our brands. We've currently been in the industry since 1994.
So you guys are like leading this then.
We are the leaders in the supplement industry. Hence, that's where our title sponsor at the stage for the Europa.
How is it that APS makes it a family thing and brings that to fitness?
The situation with weightlifting, bodybuilding, any type of competition, you know, it's individual as far as how far you're willing to push yourself. But in doing that, your family is the one that actually prepares you, whether it's your wife that preps your meals. And the biggest thing is remember, when you quit, your kids see that. So you can't quit. You obviously have to keep going because they're filling your shoes. So my personal experience is a daughter that plays soccer and basketball, travel competition sports. So it's the family in the sense of everybody that's around you. It's not just you competing, playing, striving to get better. When you have an injury, your family has an injury because they have to help take care of you. Knee surgeries, elbows, shoulders, where you're out of the gym, your family has to tolerate your mood swings when you have these injuries. So it's family-based, and also it's not a diet. Because when your kids watch you eat, it becomes a healthy lifestyle. Yes,
and again, where can people find you on the net as well as them?
You can look up hightechpharmaceuticals.com, apsnutrition.com are the big social media websites. Personally, myself, Olin Harris, O-L-E-N Harris. Facebook, I'm not a big social media person, but you know, you can look us all up with all the tags there.
I am currently standing here with
Danny Reardon, a.k.a. Little Monstar.
Little Monstar, I like that.
Michaela Acock.
And Michaela Acock. All right, love to meet you both. The question we've been asking everybody is, what's your fit project?
Okay, well, individually, my fit project is to become Miss Olympia. And my other fit project outside of myself is to create this camaraderie of, I call them swole models. So people in the position of IFBB pros like we are, to give back to amateurs that are just starting out or even younger, pretty much just to create a better vibration in this whole industry and to create a better energy. What goes around comes around. And I feel like it's just so physical, and people forget the mental toughness, awesomeness that comes out of this, and they're so concerned about the physicality and about the placing. And I really want to bring the beauty and the passion and the heart back into the sport. Right now, I am at the Fit Hustle clothing booth. They sponsor me with clothing. I love them. They're awesome energy people that I literally can't say enough nice things about.
Where can they find the Fit Hustle clothing?
They can find it on Instagram at Fit Hustle Clothing or fithustle.com. And then if you want to look me up, it's Little Monstar, or on YouTube, it's also Little Monstar or Danny Reardon. The best advice that I've been giving people is to follow your heart. Do whatever feels right. Do whatever is in your heart, because that's what's going to make you the happiest. And to believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, then nobody else will.
Out here at the Convention Center in beautiful Orlando, Florida, I'm your host, Adam Lowry, with ESPN Radio, Fit Project Radio. And you know, like I do, I always stay after all of these events, and I hang out in the background, and I wait to see what life and what the universe will throw me. And so as I walk around, I believe there are no coincidences in life, and so as I've walked and ventured to my car at the last road, I have now come across
Carlton Jackson.
Carlton Jackson, and where are you coming from, man? Where's your hometown? Tell me a little bit about you.
Wow, I'm out of Miami, Florida. I'm at a gym called BBL Fitness, right out to the fullest.
Yeah.
I'm also a competitor.
And did you compete today?
Yes, sir.
How'd it go?
It went very well. I came out second place in open, and I came out second place in my class 35 years and over.
Wow.
Yes.
You're 35.
Yes, sir.
Liar.
Sir, so
liar.
True. So true.
I'm 34.
Wow.
You make me look like I'm 20. You look 20-some years old, man. You're killing me.
Thank you.
You know, the question we've been asking everybody as we went around is we want to know, what is your fit project?
My fit project is this. To stay, to be a pro, IFBB pro. That's one of my main things. And
now that the PR people that love you are done, what is your fit project?
I want to be to the top.
There it is.
I want to be to the top. I want to be the best person, the best fitness guy they ever seen. And
if you all could see the way his face changed as he was trying to answer at first, he's looking around, and the minute I ask him, he makes direct eye contact with me. He scares the bejesus out of me just for a little bit. But the inspiration of which you spoke with,
yes.
Right? The discernment of which you say that.
Yes.
How much of your mental attitude plays into, I mean, getting as far as you even did today?
100,000, man. I take this to the fullest, man. It's my lifestyle. I love it. I love fitness. I love working around fitness people. I love to motivate people. I love to inspire people. Like I said, I once was 240. Now I'm that 210. I'm all muscle and lean. And I'm also a good trainer too.
So it changed your life?
It changed my whole life completely. My lifestyle is just full of fitness, enjoying what I do, seeing people change, helping people change in their life. You know what I'm saying? My thing is to motivate, to push, because at the end of the day, I was once a person that wasn't doing none of this. Now, I'm that person that's pushing and inspiring others. So, things like I just said, just keep on pushing forward and forward. And like I say, my motive is to be to the top, and I'm not going to stop till I get there.
Oh, I love it. Well, who sponsors you? Who's your brand?
My sponsor is BBL Fitness, okay. Body by Lolita in Miami, Florida. She's out of Pembroke Pines, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, she's the truth. I've been there since, I've been going on 4 years there, and she's been, that's why I can't, it's so much that I want to say this.
Family. Yeah.
I want to be famous though. I really do.
Family and famous.
And family and
it.
Famous. That's all I want to be.
I love it.
I
man.
Love it, man. This is my lifestyle. I'm so appreciate that I ran into you. Though,
well, you're hiding something in the psychologist in me that I've walked away from and retired from, or the counselor in me that I've left behind years ago, is telling me something else, and I'm going to have to follow it. So I'm going to put you on Front Street, and you've seen some things in your life.
Yes.
I can tell. Well, because mainly you steered away from all the things you've accomplished and focused on what's in the now.
That's true.
That is the state of mind. What would you tell that kid or that girl, that boy, who saw what you've seen and is standing there? What would you tell them?
Keep pushing forward. Don't look back. Because at the end of the day, when you look forward, that's the way you want to be, in the front. I want to be to the front, not in the back. And like I say, I used to be once that kid was trying to find that where I want to be. Now I can say I know where I want to be. I'm in fitness. I love to inspire and change people's life and help them move on, you know what I'm saying? Because I did the same thing. So if I can inspire another child to be better and whatever they want to do, keep going, push it, and don't look back.
Where can people find you on social media?
Wow. Instagram. My Instagram name is Carlton_ToucheJackson, and you can find me on Facebook at Carlton Jackson.
World of Health and Fitness has shown up. This is your host, Adam Lowry, with ESPN Radio, Fit Project Radio, and we've been walking around talking to some amazing people, vendors, products, competitors, athletes, normal people in the community, and the philosophies I've gotten, the stories I've gotten, I can't even tell you what it's like, but you're going to hear this show coming up soon. But, you know, I'm now here standing with
Drew Peters,
and Drew, someone actually introduced me to you and basically said, look, here's the mad scientist. Here's the guy that has the skill of how you make this stuff. So I got to ask you, coming from, you're obviously in shape, you compete, you've done stuff. You know, what is your fit project?
MyFit Project, I work in product development and research. I've been doing contract manufacturing and formulation for about 3.5 years now on an independent basis, as well as a few companies. But what I want to bring to the industry is something following in the footsteps a bit of Jim Stepani. He's a well-known PhD in formulation and sports nutrition. I like to go above and beyond, I believe, what Jim does and take it a step further. He's an older version of what I like to call myself. I'm relatively young at 25. Wow. I'm up and coming. But a master's in exercise physiology, kinesiology. I've been doing research for many years on both the sports nutrition, dietary, and of course at performance level. So when I formulate products, I like taking the actual research, the latest research studies on performance, and combining them into supplement lines. I like the approach that Mr. Stepani has taken from formulating things that have scientifically backed and recited ingredients. I do see a few faults in his research studies, not on a personal level, but I take my slightly different approach. So my fit project is to formulate products with scientific backing, take only the most novel yet scientifically proven ingredients are on the market and combine them with some of the new mad science out there from a few key things. Like there's some exciting things in terms of glucose management, different stimulants out there, lipolytic agents for fat loss, body recomposition, and pair them with, of course, educational materials for how to do nutrient timing, dietary strategies, and a bunch of things to kind of can do the complete package. Whether you're a competitor, somebody looking to get in better shape, or if you're just looking for a little bit of recomposition for healthier lifestyle, there's many things that are alternatives to medicine. Obviously, I specialize in sports nutrition, competition, and body recomposition, but I believe some of the studies are going on now. Sports nutrition is ages ahead of many medical things, but by having this research, doing what's been done and proven before, taking that research and building upon it is a new frontier, what we're after. So I really want to formulate things and help people in the industry to reshape a very transparent, full dose, and of course, scientifically relevant and backed, safe approach for products in the industry.
Wow, man. I love the fact you're taking this scientific approach, because let's just be frank. I'm also in the personal development world, but I work with mental training, mental health. Like you saw, my book came out. There's so many of these personal power guys like me that I'm not going to say like me that are saying these generic ideas, right? Motivate yourself, believe in yourself. But these things don't mean anything. Nobody's really saying anything. And now the book I wrote says something on how. And what you're doing, I compare that because what you're talking about is not just fluff, not just anecdotal evidence from bull-stuffed reasons. You're bringing real science, repeatable applications, and putting this into your formulations and what you do?
Yes, absolutely. That's correct. And it's just a beautiful thing. I actually come from a strength and conditioning background. I was an assistant strength and conditioning coach, head strength coach for women's tennis, men's tennis, swimming and diving, and men's soccer at the University of Nebraska, Omaha. I've worked with real-life Division I athletes. I've worked with semi-professional football players.
And Nebraska is known
for the strength and conditioning aspect. For the research, and as you're saying too, the mental focus brings together things. It's beautiful when all these come together and meet, where the science, the mental psychology part of things, as well as nutrition. It's clinically proven that exercise improves brain function, improves mood. It is literally the best drug. It's to the supplementation, they're finding alternative means. Creatine, one of the most thoroughly researched supplements of all time, has been shown to prevent Alzheimer's, help athletes heal concussions, and help with cognitive focus. So by taking things just for sports nutrition, or taking those applications and helping older populations for brain health. You're having the average student creatine supplementing in the super creatine to help them think better, to focus better, helping people that aren't just looking for muscle gains or performance, but just help function better on daily things. And I safe alternatives to say prescription drugs. It's a beautiful thing where science comes together with exercise, nutrition, and our world, my friend. And of course, you have the more psychology base of it. It's an excellent direction this is entering.
Dude, one of the best interviews yet, my friend. You seem to really be involved with the passion, but not just, like I said, up here talking the talk, but you're walking it with the science and the research and doing and backing up what you say. And would you say that there's a difficulty or a blank in the industry when it comes to actual scientific studies and research, not skewed testing?
It can. A lot of times when you look at some of the studies that things are cited, people will take some pretty far conclusions and apply it to their research. Like a lot of times people say, this is the very best thing. And for example, one of them is creatine hydrochloride. It's been around a few products, I won't name names, but there's literally two research studies on it. Neither of them are widely published. One of them was done in vitro, saying that it's better done on intestinal absorption. However, that was done in a test tube, never in humans. The other one was done by the company themselves that patented creatine hydrochloride, so therefore I feel it's very biased. So you can take these conclusions saying it's technically better absorbed at a higher concentration, but you really look at the research and, okay, you're
that's a very far conclusion from something on there. Or else you look at something,
stretching the causation and causality, really, and yes, kind of stretching the finding.
Absolutely. Even some things that have been true for such a long time. When you think of basal metabolic rate, I don't remember, so don't quote me 100% on this. That's a disclaimer here. Last time I checked, it was, I believed off of a sample size of two people in a very small population pool. So there's different things.
It doesn't even count.
Exactly. There's lies, damn lies, and statistics, and sometimes it can be combined all into one. When you look at something like, look at the studies. This product or this ingredient is proven to increase fat loss and 70% of people will take it. You look at the research, okay, you had 10 people, 7 of them saw like a pound loss. Okay, so you can say, yes, technically 70% saw fat loss, but what size of the sample are we looking at here? So there is a little bit of a stretch. And as you say, there's a little bit of disconnect in terms of, you know, things have been kind of been decided upon, but haven't been thoroughly tested to do boundaries. You know, so certain studies are more priority than others, but, you know, it's always beautiful is that no matter how much you know, you can always learn more.
Man, and that's the humility. And I think the humility is what pushes industries and people to better and smarter places. And you sound like that guy, man. And, you know, what are you representing here? What's the product? What's your backing behind? Tell me everything. The product, what's here?
Essentially, right now, the primary project that I work on is VPX. We have the Bang line in terms of a energy drink. There's no artificial colors in it. It's a very smooth-hitting one. We have the world's only water-stable creatine peptide. Creatine by itself will degrade in water into creatinine. By combining creatine with leucine in a patented peptide process, it remains water-stable. For example, another way of putting that is if you put leucine in a glass of water, it just doesn't mix. It'll float on top. If you put creatine in a water, it'll just sink to the bottom. However, when you synthesize creatine and leucine together, it dissolves instantly into solution. So therefore, we do have a water-stable creatine. There's dissolution studies on it, whether in trucking environments or heat in the traditional warehouses or in freezing environments. Obviously, the can doesn't explode in normal room temperature. It remains stable. But a big part of what I do is independent research on well as that is building off different formulations and products. I like to do different things. My main emphasis, working on a thesis and, of course, different projects as in my master's degree, I examined basically the effect of branched amino acids on blood lactate levels under stress. I did 3 separate studies on actual Division I athletes, on creatine supplementation, hydration status. Another one was in terms of lean body mass composition on female athletes in competitive season. I had my swimmers available. And when, of course, tying into what you're looking for, one of my favorite projects, actually, I've always been fascinated by nutrition even more so than supplements, is tying psychology into exercise motivation and nutrition. There's actual studies saying that, interestingly, some of the people that you would not think would be prone to eating dysmorphic and body dysmorphic orders are some of the most prevalent. They've basically kind of built on what most of you already knew. For example, aesthetic sports, what we're at a fitness expo, or competition ones like such as gymnasts, cheerleaders, or athletes such as wrestlers that have to make weight tend to have unhealthy associations with food, and how that ties into affecting excess motivation as well as muscle dysmorphia, different academic bulimia in terms of eating disorder, disordered eating. So it's a beautiful thing to see all these things tied together for many applications. But it's always an evolving world. We're always learning more, and you know, it depends what battle you want to fight that day in terms of research.
You're a beast, man. Where can everybody find you on social media and the products as well?
Excellent. You can follow me on my Instagram. It's Vanilla Gorilla PD on Instagram. You're laughing over here. It's an excellent nickname. I had that for quite a long time. Originally from Nebraska, you know, being a white bodybuilder known for his glutes and back. They look like a gorilla, and you know, white being Vanilla Gorilla, it just stuck. I got the Cardillo belt. I believe it arrived this Friday, so I'm getting home and seeing that. But you know, it's a good thing. Getting ready for a heavyweight show this fall, Dan Caddy Classic in Miami for a heavyweight NPC bodybuilding. But a lot of fun out here. My friend, it's been excellent talking to you today.
I love it.
So
now I'm now standing here with
Chris Pluhachik.
Chris Pluhachik?
Yes, sir.
Awesome, I did it. All right. And the question we've been asking everybody, man, is what is your fit project?
Well, I'm here representing Flex Comics. What Flex Comics is, it's a comic book and cartoon inspired fitness apparel line and online gym humor. It's kind of reaching out to everybody, making sure that everybody feels comfortable in the gym. We're not about we're so awesome, we're so tough. It's just come work out, it's fun. We're trying to bring the fun back into fitness.
I love this idea. One of the partners that I work with has a comic book publisher and graphic. Was this your concept? Where's this concept come from? This is a, well, I love it.
Actually, the owner is Jeremy Agapitos. He's out of Phoenix, Arizona. He's currently today running another Flex Comics booth up at FitCon in Utah. It's his company. He's got a couple partners that encompass Flex Comics, Unicorn Muscle, and Tough and Tiny. All same idea. It's cartoon-based stuff. Like Tough and Tiny is more Pokemon, stuff like that. Whereas Flex Comics is all of the superheroes and things like that. But it's his company. It's been around a couple years. We're just getting bigger and bigger, especially with the, I guess it's, I can say it endearingly, nerd explosion into fitness. Everyone that does their cosplay wants to now look the part as well as dress it. So, you know, we're kind of reaching out on that. And all of us, you know, have a little nerd in us anyways. We all grew up loving Superman or we wouldn't be working out. That's what we always wanted to look like. So we're just trying, like I said, bring the fun back to fitness.
I think that's, I love this idea. Frankly, I didn't see the idea as I started talking to you. And now I think this is genius. And you are representing this. I'm going to guess you compete at some level or used to. I don't know.
I do. I compete as an amateur currently in bodybuilding, also in powerlifting. This year I'll be pursuing my pro card in for IFBB. Yeah, I do compete, and pretty much everyone that's affiliated with the company competes in something or another as an athlete on some level. We all just have that same love of wanting to be fun.
I love that, man. Because many times, you know, I've heard a few things come out in some interviews today about some people trying to make the gym more fun for everybody, not this scary place. You know, what would you tell that person that is scared to go into a gym, that maybe has only picked up controllers and paintbrushes maybe and never really picked up a barbell? What would you tell them about walking into a gym?
You know, the hardest part, especially having a working in a gym or being a trainer background, the hardest part is honestly getting out of your car going into the gym. Once you get in, the stereotypes aren't all what they seem to be to most people. When you get in there, everyone's there for a purpose. Everyone starts somewhere. It's not like you have to be in shape to go into the gym. That's why you go. And you do have to have fun. You have to enjoy it. You have to find your niche, whether it's kickboxing or classes or lifting. Because lifting is not necessary for everyone. Bodybuilding is not for everybody. But I think it was Socrates that said no man should go their entire life without a general knowledge of what they can accomplish fitness-wise. And I think it's true. Everyone should know what they can accomplish. Whatever their goal is, they should find it.
Whatever their fit project is.
Exactly.
And I love the comic book because most people wouldn't correlate those two, and such a unique fit project.
Right.
I love it, man. Thank you for your time.
No
and where
problem.
Can people find you on social media?
FlexComics.com is the website. At Flex Comics on Instagram and Twitter, and then just Flex Comics on Facebook.
What about you personally?
Personally, I am at Iron_Spartan on Instagram and Iron Spartan on Facebook.
I just place where I know the face. All right, thank you again, man.
No
any shout outs or love to anybody?
I definitely want to give a shout out to Total Nutrition. I run the store over there, and all the students from UCF that come in and support me that I've seen this weekend here. Closed down the shop just because I wanted them all to come have fun and not be shopping at the store on the weekend. Make sure to give my employees a day off to come enjoy the show. And then definitely want to give a shout out to Anderson Powerlifting and also, of course, Flex Comics for taking care of me.
Oh, man. Thank you very much, sir.
No problem. Thank you.
Michaela Acock.
And Michaela Acock. All right. Love to meet you both. The question we've been asking everybody is, what's your fit project?
I agree with Danny. I said, but on a personal standpoint, obviously my fit project is the goal to be just the best that I can be, give my 100% every day, and be a positive impact and just leave a positive impact on everybody that I can. And just know that at the end of the day, I've given it all that I could.
And you competed today.
I did. I did.
How'd it feel? How'd it go?
I was third, and this is my pro debut. So
pro debut, and she comes out third?
Yeah.
Go with your bad self. That is amazing. Where can people find you on social media?
Michaela Acock. It's MICHAELA, and then my last name is Acock, AYCOCK. And that's on both my Instagram and Facebook.
And I'm standing here with
Chris Kelly.
Chris Kelly. And Chris Kelly, what is your fit project?
My fit project is I work with wrestling youth. I donate my time to work with the youth. I also coach high school wrestling.
Man, you know, that's where it's at, man. You know, we've had a lot of people respond back with their personal
Fit Project, which is what we're looking for. But to see you automatically throw that out and throw your time to the kids and the youth, what was fitness or staying in shape or sports to you when you were a youth?
Sports was everything. I grew up in kind of a broken home, so sports was my release, my way to kind of get out. I'm the first person in my family to go to college, and I was able to do that through wrestling. So it's just kind of a big thing to my life. It really helped me, so that's kind of why I
get back. Did you wrestle?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you took the same thing that saved your life back then, and now your Fit Project is giving that away.
Yes, sir.
Man, that's how you do it. Where can people find you on social media?
ISI Fitness on Instagram, Coach Chris Kelly on Facebook.
Okay, any shout-outs to anybody you want to give some love to?
Just everybody here at Europa. It's been an amazing experience. I love seeing the wrestling going on here. I also compete in men's physique in NPC and in NGA.
All right.
So it's just an awesome experience. So just everybody, man.
I love it, man.
I love everybody.
Appreciate meeting you, man.
Nice meeting you,
Pleasure.
Too.
Pleasure. We're standing here with Corey Miller asking the question, what is your Fit Project?
My Fit Project is actually me. I'm prepping for my first marathon at the end of the year in honor of a client and boot camper and good friend of mine that passed away a couple months ago. His name was Bobby Burton. I actually prepped him for his first half marathon at the age of 52, and he completed in flying colors. So it was our thing to run together, so I'm actually getting back into running, being a former soccer player, to run my very own first marathon in his honor at the end of the year.
I love that.
Yeah.
So your Fit Project, you said it was you, but it sounds like it's for someone else.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get that a lot of people, you know, become their own Fit Project.
Oh, yeah.
And besides the running or something, what is something that you do that keeps you in shape, that you're fit? It could be mentally, physically, it doesn't matter.
Actually, what keeps me going and keeps me in shape is I'm a single mom of a 9-year-old. I teach 9-year-old girls soccer because I'm a former soccer player. Them looking up to me and them, you know, looking to me like, that's what I want to be. That's what I want to look like, you know. So it keeps me mentally, physically, and emotionally, you know, striving to be better, because if they're going to look at me, I want them to have confidence and to know what a woman can be and what she can look like, and she can do whatever she wants.
Well, you know, you're almost the epitome of what Fit Project Radio is for. We're radio for 95% of those athletes that are in the community that more than likely until today will not have an ESPN microphone in their face. So what we're doing is getting out there and finding those moms, those business owners, because if you ask me personally, that's who really earns it. Because the professional athletes, I love them, they're high performance, the work is outstanding. But they don't have really bills to worry about, life, friends, kids, essentially, right?
Yeah.
They have to, sure, but money changes things.
Oh, it does.
So you being a single mom, what's one of the toughest things about staying in shape, doing the intense training you do, and taking care of your Fit Project and being a mom?
Actually, it gets really tough there, because on most mornings, I get up at 4 a.m. to do my cardio in the morning before I have clients that start at 6 a.m. I train at 6 a.m. I run home to get my daughter ready for school. I have her to school by 7:45. I'm back to the gym training at 8 a.m. It's back and forth, and especially traveling, because I'm a sponsored BSN athlete, so traveling with BSN, there'll be like 2 weeks and stuff out of the month or whatever where I'm away from my daughter.
What's BSN?
BSN is it's a nutrition supplement company. It's actually where we're founded on, you know, working together as a team and, you know, in encouraging people on to, you know, better their lives, better their fitness, whether you're a golfer, whether you're just somebody that's trying to get in shape, you know, make their life better, whether you're an athlete, whether you're, you know, whatever you're going for, we have something for everybody.
So really, you support anyone that has a Fit Project.
I support anyone that wants to make their life better and make their health better.
And that's what the supplement company that sponsors
yes,
you does?
It absolutely does.
All right, and who you represent here today? Just BS?
I'm here representing BSN supplements.
BSN?
Yes.
Okay, and does that stand for something?
Yeah, it does. It does. We just straight go for BSN, though.
Brand it, that's right.
Yeah, it's branded. It's like bold, we're red and yellow, you can't miss us. And we go for everybody, whether it be Conor McGregor, who's one of our athletes, whether it be, you know, India Paulino, which is bikini. So we have a variation on bikini. We have physique competitors. We have MMA. We have everything under the radar. We want to make it to where everybody can relate to this company. Everybody can use this company. You don't have to be, you know, a worldwide MMA fighter. You can be a mom. You can be a student, and you can represent this company.
That is what we stand for, Fit Project Radio. The synergy there is beautiful. Thank you for taking the time. Where can people find you on social media and everywhere else?
You can find me on Instagram at CoreyMiller208. You can find me on Twitter at FitPro208. And you can find me on Facebook. It's Fitness Model Corey Miller.
All right. And BSA, obviously, probably BSN.com, I'm assuming.
Yes, BSN Supplements. It's at BSN Supplements on Instagram. You can look at BSN Supplements on Facebook as well.
I am standing here with six amazing athletes we're going to go around, and like we've been asking, is that direct question, you know, what is your fit project? And if you would please start out, introduce yourself, tell everybody where they find you at the end. But, you know, Pierre, I'm going to give you away because you told me.
Yeah.
Pierre, what is your fit project, sir?
All right. Like you said, my name is Pierre Voila. I'm an IBB Men's Classic Physique Pro. And pretty much in one word, my fit project would be perseverance. The reason I say perseverance is because I didn't start off easy. I wasn't like typically a fit person. I actually started off morbidly obese by doctors.
Wow.
So I took it upon myself to change, and it wasn't with my family because my family were islanders, and that's where the perseverance came in through, because what they know is Haiti.
Okay.
Haiti. So what they know is eat. Training for them is not really something that's a necessity. So I took it upon myself to go out my way, do sports, do my nutrition and everything like that, and took it on into adulthood. And then obviously it turned into something that I turned into a career and that I love doing.
I love it. So you followed a little, well, it sounds like you had it rough, and you took something that was dark in your life and made it your fuel.
Exactly.
I love that, man.
Awesome.
That is a hell of a fit project. I can't say that live on the air. That is a heck of a fit project radio, our project, man. I love to hear more about that. But we got ladies standing here, and like you started, ladies go first. So
let's go
back to it. I am now standing here with
Bianca Berry.
And Bianca Berry, what is your fit project?
Well, my name is Bianca Berry. I'm an IFBB Bikini Pro and Optimum Nutrition sponsored athlete. And my fit project is to bring health and fitness lifestyle to minority women, because a lot of times as women, we are always being told to be super sexualized and fit into a specific type of mold, but yet we're not living a healthy or fit lifestyle, or we're being told that it's taboo because it's not a womanly shape. It's not the right look for us. So that's kind of my goal, especially growing up, you know, in a Black community, eating fried food, fatty food, things that are not exactly healthy, and then being told that to be that way, I'm not looking attractive to males. So it's kind of twofold for me to kind of go into fitness and kind of promote that you can be healthy, you can be feminine, and you can be strong and powerful and educated and smart without having to fit the stereotypes that people want you to fit into.
Ooh, go with yourself, Beyonce. Okay, my bad. I mean, if that's not if you're not listening to the interview now, and as a woman, coming up out of your driver's seat going, yes, yes, yes. This is the fit project. So I'm going to throw it out here. Your fit project seems to empower women against social constructs.
Of course.
I love that. Where can people find you?
They can find me on my website, BiancaBerry.com, or on Instagram at _BiancaBerry.
I love it. And Pierre, where can they find you, my friend?
You can find me on Instagram under Voila, V-U-A-L-A, _Fit1989.
Oh, I love that. We got to keep going down the row here. And now I'm standing here with someone that has been undercover being quiet next to me, as the ones around her have been telling me that she really lives her cognitive rampage and has too many fit projects to even talk about one. So if you would introduce yourself, your name, and then tell me as fast as you can all of your fit projects.
Okay. My name is Christina Larson. I own a personal training studio that's basically focused around helping the 45 and up just stay healthy. Most of them do own businesses, or they're NFL athletes or different things like that. They like to stay low profile at the gym.
Yeah.
And so they just come in, they work out, they feel good.
So we can't ask the name of your gym then, if this is a low profile gym where celebrities are staying out of the way.
Yeah.
All right, well, you're going to have to find her gym on the star map of Orlando. Where is it based out of?
No, actually, Leawood, Kansas.
Okay, Leawood, Kansas. Do they got star maps in Leawood, Kansas?
I hope so.
All right, they do, but they lead to your gym for some reason.
No.
So you have a personal training gym. What else do you do?
I was actually a college athlete, and so my main passion is just helping people that enjoy working out to feel good, to actually do it to feel good, not do it to get that like fitness high. And so the long-term effects of training like I did in college.
Sure.
Have actually caused my knees and different things like that to be an ongoing issue.
Oh,
so
no, I feel you. I play college football. I'm with you.
So I try to get people to get the fitness high by like having a balanced nutrition and balanced cardio and weights.
So you're not pushing that hardcore, peak it out, rip it up the vein. We're not going there with you.
No.
Love that. It's more of a peaceful fitness.
Yeah. So, so most of the people who come to me really don't know anything about it. They've always either been coached or they're people that are so focused on their careers that they can't even begin to think of, you know, about themselves. So they just come in and they do what I tell them. And
what a unique niche you found. What a unique niche. Where can everybody find you on social media, your gyms and all that?
It's, Christina Larson, and then I have Christina Larson Fitness. On my Snapchat and Instagram, it's FitKansas. And then, obviously, Optimum Nutrition on their website as well. My information's everywhere.
Everywhere. Well, thank you so much for sharing your Fit Project with us.
Right, thank you.
Thank you. Now I'm standing here with
Brock.
Brock?
With Juggernaut Nutrition.
With Juggernaut Nutrition. And Juggernaut is an understatement for the man that's in front of me. If you could see him, but check our Instagram, you'll see him. But, you know, Brock, what is your Fit Project?
Okay, well, let me start off with, I just want to thank Prime Nutrition, which is a Orlando-based store with all your nutrition needs. They actually brought me out here. I'm the owner of Juggernaut Nutrition. We specialize in pre-workout. Pretty much the strongest pre-workout on the market right now. And I stand by my claim. I formulated it, went from A to Z. I played professional sports back in the day and everything like that, so I've been around everything for years and years, you know? I got into this because my Fit Project really is to revolutionize the fitness industry. You got a lot of these companies hiding behind proprietary blends and, you know, fillers and everything like that. You know, with my product, it's a 20cc scoop, which is a pretty solid size scoop. It's packed with no fillers, no colors, no nothing. It has 5 grams of citrulline malate per scoop. You got Yohembe, beta-alanine at 2.5 grams a scoop. Creatine HCL, which is a high hydrochloric creatine, which is a high creatine. 2 different caffeines, and actually has a geranium root, which is 1,3-dimethylene in it. And that's in at 70 megs. You know, my thing I got into this is because, you know, everybody's always seeking for the next big thing, the next strongest thing. Well, you know, I like to stand myself out from, you know, normal crowds. I mean, I'm standing here at 6'6", obviously. You know, you walk in a building, there's not many people as big as you.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you, I want my product to stand out, and I want people to realize that there's somebody in the game that truly cares about the consumer and wants the consumer to care about us, you know? And what I mean by that is, you know, you sit there, and I don't want to sell you a product and try and make a profit off it right there. I want the returning customer. I want the customers to tell their friends, this is the best damn shit I've ever tried. And that's what I really want. I want people to truly care about the product that they're using. And I care about my customer base.
I love it. What would you tell the customer that's on the edge of going Juggernaut or not tried it yet, that's on the edge? What would you tell them?
And it's got, I've been telling this people all day, and everybody's been telling me this. There's 2 things. Everybody calls my product the PR, and that's personal record. So when they go, they hit the gym, they take a full scoop of it, everybody swears to God by it that they sit there and they crush weights. They get in there and they're focused, they just go after it. And my claim is, and I promise you, this is my claim. If it's not the best pre-workout you've tried, I'll buy that shit back from you retail. And I stand by that.
I love that, man.
And that's just because I know what I put into it from the formulations, from everything else, you know. And again, just a huge shout out to Prime Nutrition Orlando, the base right by UCF. They match out prices online. They take care of the customer. Yeah, perfect. Right down the street. You got to stop it, man. They'll take care of you.
Yeah. We will. Shout out to Primal Nutrition. We'll come down and see you for sure.
Perfect, man.
Brock, man, I love the passion. I appreciate it, man. The drive and the why.
Yes.
You have a why and it's not profit.
Definitely. You got to nowadays, man. Because, you know, everybody's just out to get a quick dollar. I mean, but if you really care about your people will care about you.
He said it best. You all heard him here live at the Europa Games, man. Juggernaut Nutrition, Brock the Man, caring about people along the way, bringing healthy and fitness to you, to this neck of the woods in Orlando. This is Adam Lowry with ESPN Radio, Fit Project Radio. We'll come back to you soon. I have the pleasure now of standing here with
Aaron Reed.
Monty Boyette.
Michael Fee.
And Michael Fee.
Yes.
All right, guys. Well, we've been asking everybody, what is your Fit Project?
My Fit Project, well, currently I'm the world's tallest competitive bodybuilder at 6'7". I compete about 290 pounds.
Jeez.
So my goal is to change bodybuilding and get that mantra that you got to be short and wide to win, to change that. You know, I have a company called Supernatural Lifestyle. eatlikeaaron.com. I got a meal prep company. I got a book. You know, everything I can do to help people grow. But like my man I just met here, you know, he's about 6'8 himself, a big guy. All I want to do is make bodybuilding taller. I'm working with Gloria Weights today. These guys are regular people with big dreams. You know what I'm saying? So we fit right in.
Dude, that's new for me. I had no idea that it was about short and wide. I had no clue.
Yeah.
That's new for me. So tall is not okay then.
There hasn't been an Olympian over 6 feet tall in years.
Are you kidding?
I'm dead serious.
I love learning new stuff, dude. So you really are changing the game.
That's my plan.
I love that, man. And what is your fit project, sir?
I've been doing this for 30 years. So being 53, I'm just trying to hold my size now.
You look 40, man.
Keep it up. Well, I appreciate that. So, you know, after lifting heavy and doing all this hard stuff, the joints start. Your strength is there, but your joints start to. So I got to keep my joints in it, you know, in gear and everything.
How do you do that? How do you say that?
So, you know, typically I just don't lift heavy anymore. It's lots of reps, lots of contractions, you know. Not like these two young guys here next to me, you know, who go lifting heavy and crazy like that. I've been doing that. Now it's just trying to keep my form and keep everything together.
Is there a supplement or something holistic, anything that you use, doesn't have to be holistic, that really helps with your joints and stuff, something you believe in?
If it actually works, you have to have a prescription for it. And I'm not going to say anymore.
The supplement man who's seen the world speaks. Well, part of Fit Project Radio is bringing these myths to the table and putting them to the test.
All of that stuff. And I tell you, if it works, you have to have a prescription for it.
I love that, man.
So, there you go.
And to your right, another young man who's also changing the height of the game.
Yeah, Michael Fee here from Fort Lauderdale. You know, like, you know, Aaron said, you know, big guys being big, people assume bodybuilders that they're going to be really, the big guys are, you know, the shorter ones. And it's really hard for us taller guys because we got to work extra hard because we have longer muscles to get big. And, you know, like he said, I just want to change the game of bodybuilding and show that there's big boys out there, you know, coming out of the woodwork that have, you know, my aspiring dreams to make it, you know. I only started bodybuilding about 9 months ago.
Wow.
So, you know, for me,
ex-athlete, anything? Did you play?
I played college basketball.
Okay.
You know, as an athlete, you know, looking up to guys like Martin Ford is one of my biggest idols. He's about 6'8", 330. And then you have like Rich Piana, guys like that, 5% Nutrition, I'm a huge supporter of. Their products are great. So shout out to Rich Piana and 5% Nutrition. Yeah, you know, that's all I got. You know, I'm just a really aspiring bodybuilder, and I like to push it. Like, every day it's my last day in the gym, you know.
What's your fit project?
My fit project is to get huge. Like Martin Ford, you know, 330, I want to get over to 300, you know, but you got to eat a lot. That's what people don't understand, you know. In the bodybuilding, you can do all, you know, the supplements and stuff you want, but if you don't eat, you're not going to grow.
How many calories do you take in a day?
About 6,500 calories a day.
Oh, my God.
7 meals a day. Yeah, it's...
Oh, my God. Hey, 6,500 calories? How many calories do you intake in a day?
I don't know. How much is a Big Mac? I don't give a... I don't.
You don't even count.
I don't even watch it. I just eat.
And you?
Well, I know I eat over 6 pounds of food a day. So.
Whoa, pounds?
Yeah. If you weigh it out, so you know, I stay over, you know, 5,000 calories always.
You guys are beasts, man. I mean, so the Fit Project is get huge and change the game, and make it hype.
Keep it going.
Oh, I love you. Where can they find you on social media?
You can find me at the only BGM on Instagram.
Monty Boyette. That's Aaron W. Reed. You can find me at tallguytraining.com, or you can find me at eatlikeaaron.com.
I love it, man. And I'm standing here with
Jim Sevick.
Jim Sevick from
Orlando, Florida.
I love it. And, well, the question is very loud, probably hard to hear. What is your fit project?
My fit project's myself. I'm actually been in powerlifting for the last 20 years, and I want to become healthier. So I took up bodybuilding. I'm looking to do a bodybuilding show in 4 months. Already lost 60 pounds, cutting up for it, and trying to be a healthier me.
And what you all aren't seeing is the massive 200 and what?
Right now I'm 274.
Yeah, they just lost 60. So if you can put 60 more pounds of muscle on that and see what's standing in front of me, you'd be a little nervous. So I'd ask you, you know, do you see the industry going more healthy and away from other ways? You know, basically, what's the difference between your powerlifting days and the bodybuilding?
Well, I've noticed in the past, powerlifting basically is more about just like strength and size. But I've noticed that a lot of sponsors, especially, they're looking for like powerlifters are more aesthetic, more like bodybuilder looking. So that kind of got me interested in losing some weight for powerlifting. But you know, my son's a bodybuilder and he's already competed in 2 shows, and he was a powerlifter before as well. So seeing him in great shape and doing powerlifting and bodybuilding, made me want to get in better shape as well. And I've noticed that the healthier I get, the better I eat, the more cardio, and losing the weight, not only do I feel stronger, but I feel a lot more fit. I get run a lot better, a lot more agile.
Well, I love the word you use, fit.
Like I'm gonna be healthier.
I love the word you use, fit, man. I mean, it seems to be heading that way. Well, what's something that maybe you do, a product you use, or something in your life that really helps you push yourself to the next level that you believe in?
I think it's real important to have a coach. And that's why having like Bashar standing next to me is very important. He coaches my son, Paulo, which actually just took third place in the teenage bodybuilding show here in the Europa.
What's his name, Paulo?
Paulo Sevic.
Paulo Sevic just won out here.
17 years old. He did that was his second competition. And
wow,
he's looking great, and he's gonna be a rising star in bodybuilding. So that seeing him be so fit at such a young age and so into the sport of bodybuilding has made me want to be a healthier me.
And so the teacher thus becomes the master.
You got it.
Oh, that's, man, that is a beautiful thing in life, man. And you mentioned your coach, Basaya?
Bashara Shifarau.
Bashara Shifarau.
Yeah.
I'm working on it, man. I love it. That name fits, man. It's like a wrestler or something.
I know. It's an Arabic name.
Well, it's gorgeous. I love it. It fits, man. It's powerful.
Yeah.
Well, he was talking about you're a coach. This is what you do?
Right. This is what I do. I'm also a competitive bodybuilder. I'm a national qualifier, super heavyweight. I just took first place in 2014 for the NPC USA.
Wow.
I missed the overall by one. So I took this year off. I relocated to Orlando from Atlanta, so now I'm getting an idea of the bodybuilding scene in Central Florida. And my goal for next year is to come to the Europa, compete in the super heavyweight, win it, win the overall, qualify for the nationals. That's my goal. I want to sweep the stakes.
That is your fit project.
And second part of that, I want to have this guy on stage also in the Masters.
Oh, man. I have no doubt that this is going to happen. You two got some energy and power coming off of you. You know, you sparked another question in me. Since you're new to the Orlando area, I'm born and raised here. Unfortunately, no, I love this place. I love Central Florida. I would love to ask you, what are you finding? What's the scene like here bodybuilding-wise, and what's the difference?
Yeah, I came from Atlanta, so Atlanta is a big, big bodybuilding scene. So the reason it is because the chairman for the Southeast Division lives there. So big promoting for all of, you know, Georgia, Central, South Georgia. But we all, doesn't matter where we're from, we come to compete in Florida. This is my first time in Central Florida where I get to have an idea, but it's huge. The gym that I train at, it's about, I would say, 30 to 40% of people who compete.
What gym is that?
It's a LA Fitness, but it's off of Colonial, and it's about 30 to 40% of men, women that compete.
Wow.
So just moving here, it's huge in Central Florida, so I love it. I was a little nervous moving, but when I came here, you know, it's a big bodybuilding scene, so
I love it. Where can people find you on social media, websites, whatever?
Right. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. But my biggest thing is bodybuilding.com and Instagram and Facebook.
Beautiful.
So they can look me up there.
Is there one product you believe in that you just wouldn't do without in your training?
Yes. The product I believe, it's actually two of them, but it's from the same company. It's BCAAs and a good protein isolate. Those two things, they help for recovery, they help for repair, they help for a quick fuel post-workout, and it's good, clean fuel to feed your body.
And that name brand again was?
It's Dimatize and Optimum Nutrition. Those are my two big companies, my go-to. I love them.
Brilliant.
They've never let me down.
Beautiful, man. Great talking to both of you gentlemen, and good luck when you win next year and when you take over the stage and you sweep the state, man. I look forward to it.
I will bring my broom.
He's already talking noise. And I am standing here with
Tiffany Boyer.
Tiffany Boyer, and you just competed.
Yes, sir.
All right, if you had to tell me in a nutshell, what is your fit project?
My fit project currently is in the works. This is my second show. Nationally qualified now, so my goal is to get my pro card and be a pro and hopefully find a career within that realm, because I love that realm. So That's my fit project.
I love it. You're your fit project.
Yeah.
What advice would you give somebody just now stepping into this world?
I would just say find your passion and go with your passion. And if somebody doesn't approve of it, just don't let that hinder you. Keep going. Don't be afraid of what people think.
And again, where can people find you?
Social media, Tiffany Boyer, everywhere.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, we are coming to you live again from Europa in Orlando, Florida. This is Adam Lowry in ESPN Radio, Fit Project Radio. I am now standing here with
Taylor DeMarkey from Swole Mates Weights.
Yeah, and now we go back many, many years,
my God,
man.
Yes, yes. And many years, many nightclubs in the past.
We've seen it. And on my way out, I happen to run by, and you've always been a businessman. You've always been on the cutting edge of what you're doing. And, you know, you're here doing something. What is your fit project?
Well, what I got now is I actually patented a heart-ended dumbbell. Patented design, heart-ended dumbbell for fit couples. Basically, you can have your name, your partner's name, your anniversary date put on it. It is a novelty dumbbell, not functional, that you can put on your mantle, anywhere in your house. Just a gift, like the things to remember for fit couples.
I love that, man, because you're seeing more and more couples working out together today.
Yeah, you are, and that's what the whole basis was. I mean, it was developed from just a desire to put a better product out, a gift for a person that I was with, and I just wanted something unique and special, and I felt everybody should have it.
I love it, man.
So,
you know what? I'd love to get one and throw it in our ESPN studios so it's on camera. Look at that! Dude, we gotta get a picture. Hey, man, where can everybody find this, or you, or anybody else?
They can find me on Instagram under swolemates_weights, and they can email me directly at orders@formyswolemate.com.
I love it, man. Thank you, Taylor. You can look him up. Taylor DeMarco, baby. Thank you. I want to let you know I am now standing here with
Legit Gear Huggy.
All right, Legit Gear. It caught my eye as I walked by. I love to wait at the end of all of these conventions to see who's still hanging out. You can really get to know somebody well in their product and who they are. So, you know, first, what is Legit Gear?
Legit Gear, we're based out of Jacksonville, Florida, and we are a company and we sell the Gallon Caddy.
The Gallon Caddy, I love that. And although we can talk about that, but I got to ask you something personal, man. What is your fit project?
My fit project is to take the Gallon Caddy to the next level and take over the world with it, man.
I love it. That's the best way you got to do it, right? You got to have the vision, the attitude, and the purpose, right?
Yes, sir.
For you, what was the drive to the purpose to really throw everything you had into this?
I love the fitness world. This is my way back in.
I love that, man. Where can people find you on social media or anything like that?
Legit Gear LLC is my Instagram.
Okay, that's the best place to find you, too?
Yep, and it has my website on there.
All right, that's the best way, man. Thank you very much for your time.
Dude. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
That concludes our interviews from the live podcast. I know that was a long one. If you bared watching live still. And let's see. Let me make sure I am all the way at the end of this here. I'll start talking and some interview pops up. But, yeah. Those are a lot of interviews. I hope you enjoyed them. It was a shame that ESPN could not broadcast that. We may air that next Sunday. If you heard it on the ESPN show. Excuse me, and cut out the Mother's Day stuff in the beginning, but we just may get to that. So I hope you enjoyed this. It feels so good to be back in the cognitive cave doing what I love to do. Like I said at the top of the podcast, I've been missing it. It's been since 4/18 since I did the podcast, but I updated you totally at the beginning of this podcast. This will post as a podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher if you have Android, and be available also on the website at cognitiverampage.com, adamlowry.com. If you haven't already, pick up a copy of The Cognitive Rampage. I sell that book too much, meaning I promote it too much. So if it finds you, I think it'll find you. If it strikes your interest, I hope it does. But I told you about all the new groups coming up again. The first group is May 12th at 8 p.m. in Avalon Park. That's in Orlando, where we broadcast out of, on the east side of Orlando by UCF. That will be at 8 p.m. in downtown Avalon Park. There is an event page created on Facebook. You can reserve a seat there as well. It is limited because I try to keep the mental training groups to effective modalities or sizes, right? I don't want it to be like 85 people, but Anyway, I hope to see you at the group again. That's free on May 12th, 8 p.m. in Avalon Park. Email me or the Rampage at cognitiverampagepodcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions about any of that stuff or from the site at adamlowry.com, there's direct contact forms there for whatever you're actually questioning about what the group is, about what mental training is. But if anything, just come check it out. So the first group we'll be doing, it is free. Again, like I said, it is 18 and older, so adults only, please. And I hope to see you. And I'll explain more then what the mental training groups are all about. But tell a friend, bring a friend, bring your partner, bring your relationship, whatever. Come and listen for a little bit, share a little bit if you want to. Don't worry, I'm not going to pick on you, I don't think. But again, be warned, this is definitely kicking your front door style of mental training. This is not hold your hand and walk you through your feelings. That is an approach that is effective for some people, that some people are very effective at using, and that is not my approach. I am a cognitive rampage, kick in the front door kind of guy that likes to get in there and help and get to some points. But we all have our weaknesses. Our greatest strength is our greatest weakness. I find that to be very true. And so if you know what you're not good at, find a way to see how what you're not good at is actually your greatest strength and find that positive stuff. But I hope you're taking care of you. This has been fun. It feels good to put the headphones back on and talk, I guess, run off at the mouth. That's something I love to do, huh? Well, I hope you enjoyed all these interviews again. You'll see this podcast posting probably tonight or tomorrow, and it will go up everywhere, like we said. But hope you're taking care of you. The book's on Amazon. The podcast you're watching now. Find it on iTunes, subscribe. We're on YouTube, too, if you want to watch it live. But I don't doubt you. I'm not wanting to sit there watching me wiggle around a little bit on YouTube for a few hours. But I don't blame you there. But, yeah. Oh, yeah. I will be at the Silver Spurs Arena on Saturday, May 14th, if you want to come out with me. My friend and a bunch of friends, actually, are fighting on that night, courtesy through Breakthrough MMA at the Silver Spurs Arena, May 14th. Julian Williams, Paul Rodriguez, two of my good friends. Paul Rodriguez was on the podcast. Julian Williams was on the podcast. I mental trained with Julian Williams, and this is his time, man, and I'm so looking forward to it, as is the Fusion family and the sponsor of this podcast, Fusion XL Performance Gym. It is in the West Oaks Mall over in Ocoee. You can just find them at Fusion, the letter XCEL, performance.com, and book a class, jiu-jitsu, boxing, fitness, MMA, movement, nutrition. They focus a lot. They even help you with your nutrition and getting that balance, which is really where you should start anyway, in my opinion. But anyway, look those guys up, Fusion XL Performance. Find me at the fight. I'll be ringside Saturday night, May 14th, 6 p.m. The doors open. I'll be there a little earlier interviewing some people. And if you see me, come say hello, come say hi. If you show me that you have a copy of the book, I will definitely throw you a t-shirt right then and there. But you can find the t-shirts also online. They're priced as much as the book. But you will see memberships becoming available for the Full Synergy Group for mental training. That's also on the website at adamlowry.com, cognitiverampage.com, soon to be fullsynergygroup.com. But that mental training, all the information there, the one-on-one training or group training, team training, and also the workshops I talked about at the top of this show, the once-a-month access there. But memberships will be available soon, within a couple days, and trust me, it's very affordable. What I'm trying to do is make mental health affordable. I'm trying to make mental health something people can truly go to, because it's a value. We have to value mental health as much as we value our medical health, and we can no longer be reactive in our medical health or our mental health. Right now, our entire society is based around a reactive medical system, and so is our mental health system. And the more preventative that we become in our mental and medical treatments, etc., the healthier we become. It helps everybody, but that's our mission here, to do that. But again, the free groups, May 12th, enough advertising, I think I'm done. Oh, it just feels so good to podcast again, man. I hope you're taking care of you. Hope you're living your cognitive rampage. Love you.